Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight, Thursday night. Get your communion out. We're going to be taking communion in a moment. Got mine right here. All right, so let's get ready for that. And I hope you're doing well tonight. I wish you well. Big blessings on everybody. Glad you're here. Glad we can be with you. And glad the Lord is good all the time, for sure. All right. Like I said, don't forget your communion. Grab it. Just get ready to do it. Hope you've been able to check the website a little bit. Give me your opinions. Things you'd like to see on there. Things you don't want to see on there. Whatever. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, let's go here. Checking some stuff out. Okay, let me just come over here. I'm on my way to San Jose. Okay, here we go. We're going to get ready to pray tonight and believe God for all kinds of stuff. So check the website out. If you see anything you don't like, let me know so we can fix it. And that kind of thing. Okay. See something you like, let me know. See something you want more of, let me know that. That would be great. So really, really good to be here tonight. All right. Thanks for coming in. I kind of seen you go off line for a minute. It's because I'm gathering offerings. Okay. That's about it. Go here. Let's get some of this stuff here. All right. Checking stuff out here. I got some of the stuff on my computer right now. It's not even funny. I work on this stuff so much. I just love it. It's not a burden at all. I really enjoy it. I love creating stuff, you know, working on stuff where you can create ideas and things like that. Just love it. I think it's what God gave us, one of the things God gave us to do, and we need to learn to enjoy it and do it as much as we can. All right. Okay. Let's see if all this stuff came up. And it didn't come up. Wow, amazing. Okay. I'm just going to talk to myself for a minute. Just kind of excuse me. As I visit with myself and my computer and stuff that's not coming up like I want yet. So give me a minute here, I'll be right with you. Okay. All Yeah. So we're doing this thing, right? Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to be sharing with you tonight, kind of seeing where that goes tonight. If you want to give, if everyone can give these days, some people like the Cash App. We got that. Just need a phone number. I'll give it to you in a moment. The Cash App. We also have, if you're familiar with Venmo, also the same thing. I'll use the phone number. I'll give that in a moment. And then as far as banking goes, you can do Zelle, Zelle. Also, same thing, phone number. The phone number for all those things is 214-505-8719. All right, 214-505-8719. If you want to give through those apps, if you want to do it through PayPal, give me a shout. I'll get you the link. Maybe the link may not be working for you or something. Sometimes that happens. I can renew it, send it to you, and get that to you. Yeah. All right. People are saying blessings toward our new website. People that appreciate a website, or people I haven't talked to in a long time, are saying, hey, great website. Thank you. We're just kind of getting going with it, but it's pretty cool for sure. All right. We're kind of doing things completely different, really. Everything's kind of different right now, and we're excited about that. Yes, we are. Okay. Here we go. All right. Okay. I got some cool things I want to share with you, at least I think they're pretty cool. And I hope you will enjoy them. Just one more minute here as I get the rest of this stuff on. People give right being the show and all during the show sometimes, so we work with it the best we can and kind of go from there. We'll take a little bit here to get this up. All right. I think that I say that a lot. All right. All right. It is all right. Everything is all right. Okay. Here we go. All right. Let's check in some things here. I want to do some things tonight in the Word. Get it right here. ecco, tale pocendo. Yeah, I want to look at something tonight, something I have on the website right now that maybe you look at it and you go, what does he mean by that? I want to explain that to you, get it to you in a way that you can kind of understand why it's prophetic, what I've got on there. Maybe you don't understand it. Maybe it doesn't make any difference. But either way, maybe you just kind of go, cool. I want to go to Acts 15 for a moment, and I want to prophesy to you some things. All right. And share some things that I believe are very prophetic with what specifically concerning PGN, Acts 15. We've talked about this a little bit before, but not much. We're going to talk about it more as we go. Because very much of what I believe is happening in the spirit realm and with the threats that we have of plagues and stopping us from going to church and all that, there's a lot of it going on. So I think that being established, although many churches are established already in the internet, that kind of thing, but it's kind of like our focus. I think it's one of our, it's really one of our focuses that we have, and that I think that we'll have a real blessing from God on that. And of course, we'll find out in the near future. I think anyway, we're going to talk about this Acts 15. And if I can get it open here, here we go. You have the New King James for a little bit. All right, this is the book of Acts. This is, like we're talking, when you go to the website, you're going to find out that our opening page and on the top of every page has a slideshow. That's what I call it, a slideshow. And it's called a slide. It's a slideshow. And that slideshow, it kind of gives kind of what we do, who we are, in a very practical way, pictures and biblical information, just enough to kind of get people to think about it a little bit. But what we are looking at, as we've talked about many times over the years, is that right now there's satellite systems established around the earth, you know. And so they have done that more so right now because everybody in the world can have a cell phone and have access to making phone calls or receive, you know, call to PGN from around the globe. And so most every system is becoming global. Even the Antichrist system will be global, of course, but also the good guys, the Christian guys and the guys who hate the system, the oppressive system, are going to kind of gather together, and we will hang out with them. They will hang out with us, and together we will fight the one world system. And so we will have access to somewhat of the globe by telephone and computer. The reason we say telephone, because telephone is something you get in your hand, little thing that everybody has, even kids have it, and they can go out and run around the yard, they can, you know, go out in the backyard, sit on the porch when mom and dad are in there watching whatever they're doing, whatever they're doing. And they can get on there and listen to something, whatever they want to listen to. And so we have that very much the thing right now. And so, and I've prophesied about this before, and that's why I hang on to things like this, because it's prophetic. And Acts 15 talks about the tabernacle of David, the tent of David. David was such a worshiper. David was a real worshiping guy. He didn't like all the rituals. He didn't like all the jump through the hoops things. He liked to just come in and run to the presence of God. So what he did is he, instead of having all the priests and all everybody doing all their thing and coming in there, the sacrifice of animals, you know, he just came in there, he put the Ark of the Covenant up there, put a tent around it, and said, come on, let's go right into the presence of God. And the tent represents, in especially with Israel, they were able to be mobile. They were mobile. They were able to move the tent around. You know, they didn't build a brick building. They had a tent, and they took the tent up, and they moved the tent, and they set it back up wherever they landed. And they had mobile, what they call mobile church, right? Well, what do we have now? Mobile phone. And those mobile phones are very much going to be, they all really are computers. I mean, they have so updated these things that I can edit my website on my phone. It's a little bit harder, not that hard really, but it's just smaller. You have to have your glasses on if you need glasses to do it. But it's possible to do heavy duty things on your phone like you do on a computer. They're basically the same thing, except the phone is something you got in your hand and carry with you wherever you want to, and it's not big and gaudy and, you know, like an iPad. An iPad's not too bad, but it's big. You know, you have to make sure you carry it. You have to have a special case. But the phone, you stick it in your pocket, and you go. It's mobile. And so I'm going to read you some scripture here in a minute. But I think, personally, as a prophet, prophetically speaking, that we're going to find that church is going to be more mobile than ever. And just like they say in the book of Acts, that God is going to restore, like I said, represents the mobility of being able to move anywhere you want, pick up the tent, take it with you, and go. Like, we pick up our phone, we take something, and we go wherever. You know, you don't have to have anything except internet. And that internet is now, those satellites are now, thanks to a lot of people, are set up all over the globe. So we're going to have some battles over satellites. That's going to be a real thing, because satellites are going to be the way that people connect. So therefore, those who are the big dogs and don't like that, they're going to try to find ways to stop, you know, systems from flowing, kind of like Putin did in Russia, same type of thing, and except in a larger way, globally, not just in Ukraine, where they Putin shut off all their ability to communicate. Couldn't call, no internet, no phones. Shut them off. It was very smart. It's a type and shadow of exactly what's going to happen in the end times. It's almost like God gave us Putin and God gave us Ukraine to watch and see how that goes, and how, you know, one man came in there and set up satellite just like overnight and gave their communication back to them overnight. This is that is a pattern, y'all, of what we're going to see in the future. All right? I'm going to try to stay focused on this one thing, because I want you to get this, because our website is centered around this. I mean, everything I wrote in there, I mean, I was just obsessed almost with, you know, writing about this and saying, God, what is going on? What's happening? Why am I so obsessed? I mean, it was more than normal. And, of course, when a prophet gets obsessed with something, that means something's up prophetically. You know, no, I didn't say pathetically. I said prophetically. And so people think it's going to be pathetic. They're going to go, oh, yeah, well, you know, you just don't want to go to church. No, church is changing. The thing that we have now to look back on, I think most people agree on, is COVID changed everything. It changed the way we look at church even. People were fighting, you know, having church, you know, and thank God they did. And it was more fighting the system of freedom of religion than it was anything else. But God was working through it all to move us to a new place. And people always fight the new when it comes. We all do it to a certain degree, you know, because we don't understand it. We fight it. Oh, that's new age. Oh, that's this, that's that. And we get all excited about all kinds of things. It's understandable. Some people are going to get over it. Some people won't get over it. They'll be stuck in their religion. And it's like, thank God that you know, maybe we won't, right? We'll be able to be caught up into the fresh newness of the new wineskin. In the new wine, and be partaking of that which is new, and because God's stuff never gets old, it continually gets new. It stays new, it stays fresh. Manna was given fresh every day. There's a reason for that, except on Saturday and Sunday. All right, so I'm going to read this to you. You have to pay attention if you can, and stop for a minute and just maybe help. I'd like you to focus with me on this. This is Acts 15. Acts 15 is the representative rest, a resting time, a whole new thing going on, entering to rest. And there came a certain man from Judea, and he taught the brethren that unless you're circumcised, according to the customs of Moses, you can't be saved or be born again or be right with God. So the new had begun, and God was trying to bring them away from circumcision of the flesh to circumcision of the heart. So they no longer needed to be circumcised to be born again, because born again has nothing to do with the physical act. Not baptism, not circumcision, not anything you do in the physical realm. It's a spiritual thing that goes on in your heart. With your mouth, you say, you know, Christ. You don't even have to say it with your mouth. You can say it in your heart that I want to be born again. I'm a sinner. I just don't have sin. I am a sinner. I was born, conceived in my mama's womb as a sinner. Therefore, now I want to move from being a sinner to a born-again believer of God, a child of God. So that's what happens. So circumcision was now not on the table anymore with God, right? And so we had somebody coming up here. You got to watch this, how this progresses. It's amazing. A man, certain man, came from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you're circumcised, according to Moses' customs, you can't be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, in other words, Paul and Barnabas, Paul was the guy that had revelation from heaven. He had so much revelation, God had to give him a thorn to keep him humble, right? He had so much revelation from God. For 3 years, he got solid revelation, 3 solid years of nothing but revelation, much less all the other years. So Paul and Barnabas, they were brothers, had trouble with these guys, and they disputed with them, and they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So this was a big thing. This whole chapter really is about the tabernacle of David and about the freedom that God was bringing out from underneath the law and all the rules of the law that even the Jews couldn't keep it, and yet they always want to put you under it, and yet they themselves could not even keep it, right? So that's what Paul and Barnabas are doing. They're discussing with these guys. No, we don't have to, you know, be circumcised. And they went back and forth about it. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia, Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, right? They were starting to say, hey, the Gentiles are now coming in. So how are we going to handle it? We're going to put them under the law? We're going to make them obey the law, and that's part of their salvation? Or how are we going to do this thing? When they come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all the things that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up saying it is necessary to circumcise them. So, see, the circumcision was a big thing. That was like, it's kind of like baptism. In the covenant, you could be saved. You could be God's child. Abraham was God's child without circumcision, but yet circumcision was very important that it became a part of being saved. Or being acknowledgement on the outside in the earthly realm. But just simply, if you study about Abraham, Abraham was saved because he believed, period. Circumcision came after that. It's like baptism of water comes after you're born again. Amen. And it's very, very important, very good, but it does not birth you. It only saves you. It causes you to come into the saving realm on the earth. It's like circumcision was a sign that if you weren't circumcised, everyone, when David approached Goliath, he said, you uncircumcised Philistine. You know what he's saying? He said, you're not saved, man. I'm coming after you. You know, you're not saved in the earth. This earthly boy is about to take you out. And so he wasn't circumcised. So they got together, and the apostles came together, and they had much dispute. I mean, this is a big, big dispute. It's like kind of like we have today with a lot of other doctrines. Peter rose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know, that a good while ago, God chose among us that by the mouth of the Gentiles Peter was saying that by my mouth, the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. For God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did us, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither of our fathers could even bear under? Talking about the law. Why are you putting the Gentiles under the law, and even our own fathers couldn't bear the law? The best of them couldn't do it. So we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they. That was a big, big, big thing. You have to understand how huge that was. Something that we really need to understand in order to know what's going to happen in the future. Right? This is an important chapter, and you can really look at it. It's 15 for a reason. The number of rest is 15. All right. But we believe that through grace, through the grace of our Lord Jesus, we shall be saved in the same manner as they were. How was Abraham saved? By circumcision? Nope. How are we saved? By baptism and water? Nope. By doing anything else, giving to the poor, going to church, nothing, none of that. He believed in his heart, and he was counting him righteousness. He was right with God right then, and then circumcision became a very important part, but not a part of him being a child of God. And people wrestle with this. It's a big thing. All right. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked them among the Gentiles. See, they're saying that. You mean God's been sent with the Gentiles? Because remember Jesus going to the couple of Gentiles that he dealt with that had great faith? He said, I can't do this for you. I can't give the bread to the dogs. And the Gentile woman said, but Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And he just blew his mind. And he said, this Gentile is just, I can't resist it. He didn't want to resist the Gentiles. But he knew that, just like he said, I can't give what goes to the Jews. I've got to give to the Jews first. He said, well, Lord, at least in the Gentiles eat the crumbs that come from the Jews. And he was just so touched that he wanted to touch them, but he had to do things according to his father, right? So this whole thing is really huge. So they were talking about all the miracles that were going on among the Gentiles. And Jesus, they probably talked to one about the one Jesus did that was recorded, right? Well, Jesus did two or three Gentiles. I don't know how many exactly he did miracles with, but the Jews were just, this was just not the way it was done, because that's really was the way God was trying to do it at the time. So they were right to a certain degree, but God is about to change everything. Everything. Just like, we need to understand this to understand what's going to happen in the future, y'all. So please bear with this. And after they had become silent, James answered, saying, men and brethren, listen to me. Simon has declared how God is at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Prophets agree, just as it is written. He's talking about Gentiles right now. James stands up and he says, Peter has declared the how God visited the Gentiles to take a people for himself, just like he did the Jews. Same thing. He came to the Gentiles, and he's working on some Gentiles, a seed of the Gentiles. He wants all the Gentiles, but he's working on a certain group of them to bring them out. He wants to save everybody. But so watch this. And after this, I will return and I will rebuild. Here it is, right here. Here's the part I want to talk about. Here's what our website is basically centered around. After this, I will return and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up so that mankind can seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, saith the Lord, who does these things. So what's he saying? He's saying the tabernacle of David, was just really a tent. It wasn't a building. It was a tent that had a priest or two in there that had singers, had worshipers. It was a worshiping time. It was an awesome time. And they were worshiping God, and it's real simple. They didn't have to go through bringing a lamb, and they weren't able to go. Even the Jews weren't able to go inside to the temple. They weren't able to go inside to the tabernacle. But David opened the whole thing up. So David had such. That's why God loved David, because David had such a heart for people just coming to God, just the way they were, without all jumping through all the hoops and all that. And plus, the tent of David, the tabernacle. They call it the tabernacle of David, but the tent of David really was like in Israel when they had the tent, in the sense that it was mobile. They moved it wherever. And he's saying that the tabernacle of David is the spirit of freedom, so that the Gentiles, so that everybody can come. David had a heart. He said, bring them all. I killed a bunch of Philistines, he said. But you know what? If they had just come to God, I'd let them. You know? And so he put this tent up, put the ark in there, got worshipers going on, and just let people enjoy the presence of God. It's a beautiful thing. So we're talking here basically about a tent, connecting it to the tent in the wilderness that God had them build, so it could be mobile. They could take it with them wherever they go. So are we believing God that all peoples, all Gentiles, Jews, whoever they are around the world, who have a phone, amen. They don't have to have much. You got to have a phone. Don't even have to have a computer. Just got a phone. A phone is like a little computer.
and they can worship God and listen to music and worship God and be with other people? Do we need to be? Can you be? Will some of these people be gathered together like in a park or something, and all have their phones on and listen to the same preacher, listen to the same prophet, listen to the same teacher, listen to the same music and worshiping? They will. They might even have their headphones on and just be hooked up to their phone and just worshiping God with believers all around the globe. And they're going to be doing it their phones. Mobile. It's mobile. It's mobile time, friend. It is mobile time. God is saying it's mobile. So our whole site, really, the thing that we're trying to awaken people to is very prophetic, kind of unusual. I don't know if there's maybe some other things out there like that. I don't know. But it's talking about the mobile phone and the mobility of God's people around the globe being able to worship together, all listening to the same thing. You can have 1,000 people in a park all turn and call it the Tabernacle of David among the trees and have, you know, phones, everybody's phones hooked up to the same show and the same teaching, the same music, the same worship, and they're all worshiping God together and just dancing around and worshiping. So it's not just about I'm all by myself and I got to have a phone so I can, you know, I don't have to go to church. It's not about that. It has nothing to do with that, right? It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with taking what goes on in Garden, Texas, or in New York, or in California, or wherever in England, wherever it's going on, from Russia, from Georgia. Georgia is right there next to Russia. And, you know, Romania. I've been to Romania a few times. And a couple of times I've been there for many, many, many days. And done a lot of ministry there. In Germany, you know, all over the place. So this is what God is doing, y'all. I'm telling you, this is where we make our investment. This is what I didn't always understand exactly what God was telling me. He said, Randy, prepare for the Tabernacle of David. Prepare for this. And that it's going to be a mobile worship. It's going to be mobile worship. It's not that people are going to quit going to church, but friends, it's going to become a time where nations are going to be hit, just like COVID. COVID was an example of the future. And we're going to find ourselves not being able to go to church for whatever reason. They may fight it and say open up our buildings, but can't get together in a park even and get 1,000 people with their phone or 50 people or 2 people with their phone. You know, we can't have people getting together. I don't know what all it's going to be exactly like, but if we have to, we can connect to every person in the globe through their phone. They can listen to archives. They can listen to music. They can listen to brand new prophetic worship and all kinds of things. So, friend, it's extremely, extremely important that we get this. It's not about church buildings are bad. It has nothing to do with that. When we can go to church, we go to church. But God has prepared me and I think others to begin to build this a network on mobile, on being on the mobility of mobile phones and computers. Of course, we use computers, but mainly mobile phones. So when you go to the website, that's what you're going to find. I've sent out the website address today to all of our people, all of our alerts, our PGN people. I sent them out today. So if you don't have that, maybe you're not on our alerts, let me know, and I will try to get it to you so that you can kind of see what I'm talking about here. This is kind of a new thing, man. It's exciting. It's a new thing. You're going to give everybody a reason to not go to church when they can go to church? No. Go to church. Go to church all every night if you want to. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the future and what's going to happen in the future. All right? And we're preparing right now. There's a lot of people that don't have places where they can go to church. We have cities and towns where there's no churches. The little town I lived in Farwell, Texas, where I was saved and witnessing going door to door, there was no church in that place. There was no place. Could you imagine a town of just 1,200? That was a town of 1,200 where I lived a lot of my life, my high school days, junior high school, college days I went there. Lived there. My mom and dad died there. But there's no real church. You go to Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ. But even then, what if, when a new plague comes about or the same one hits again and they clamp us down, friend, yes, we may have some battles with some satellites at first. But they're going to try to cut that off. They're not going to just want us to keep us from getting together at church buildings. They're going to try to keep us to getting together just like Putin was trying to keep Ukraine from getting together and communicating so they could fight back. You see that? You see the connection there? Case you're not familiar with that, Vladimir Putin, when he attacked Ukraine, one of his strategies was to take it fast, to take Ukraine down fast, was to cut off their communications, internet, all that. Cut it down. Cut it off. And he did. It's exactly what he did. He thought he would go in there and just take it. Well, somebody jumped in there from Texas and set up some satellites, and all of a sudden they had their, they were able to communicate, get back, and they fought back like a bunch of wild animals. It was cool, right? Remember we talked about that, you know, when it all began a year, over a year ago, how that was going to be a type and shadow of the end times, right? And look what's happening. Look what's happening. It's amazing. It's amazing. If you're not up on that, you might want to check it out. All right? So, yeah, awesome, awesome. All right, so if you want to give tonight, we'd love to receive it from you. You can check out our website. Like I say, it's still being worked on, but we got enough of it together. We got all of our hosts on there, and not everybody. Every host doesn't have all their pictures up. We got pictures of the host, information about them, whatever they want to share at this time, and so you see their life right there. And some of them have gotten many pictures, some of you, and we're putting them on there. We're kind of making it it's kind of a different thing. Kind of a different thing. We're kind of doing a different thing. And we want you to be part of it if you want. If you'd like to see it or take of it, look at it, check it out, and see what I believe God is doing for the future, then you can do it. All right? All right. So here's one last thing, then we're going to finish up with this. So here's the thing that they did. They were making a decision about how heavy burdens they were going to put on the Gentiles. So we've got a whole new thing going on, just like we are having a whole new thing going on globally. So we're going to have to believe God to break these restrictions off of that. If I don't go to my church building on Sunday morning to hear my pastor, then how am I going to make it? Well, you're going to make it because of the mobile tabernacle, the ability to have church on the run, driving around your car, being out in the park, being with your family. Everybody had their phones on and listen to the same preacher. Some can listen to their youth preacher. Some can listen to their head pastor. Some can listen to the worship. They can go to the worship and have a worship service right there on the phone and worship God and be with their family or be with their friends or whoever they're going to be with. It's not that we don't get together. Do not forsake the, how people attack me about this phone thing is like, do not forsake the assembly of yourself together. Who's saying that? You mean don't forsake yourself together, going to a brick building that can't be moved? And they're fine. They're great. But things are changing. We got to be ready for that. So what are they changing here, too? They were changing things with the law. So they told them a few little things they need to do. They said, let it be known today. Known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble these Gentiles who are turning to God. In other words, put a bunch of Jewish regulations on them. In other words, like David did away with all that. That's what the tabernacle of David about. They made it easy to enter into the presence of God. But after that, we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols. I don't even know what that is these days much. From sexual immorality, that's a good one. From things strangled and from blood. And those are the things that they eat. You got four things instead of 600 and something of them. You got four things. I don't know what the percentage of that is, four out of 600 and something, but it's very, the tabernacle of David, they're going to make it easy. They're not going to weigh you down with you got to do all these things to be a good Christian, right? Oh, it's changing, friend, and it's in the Word of God. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath, and it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church to send their men to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, and so they did that. And you know, God began to do things for the Gentiles. Paul the apostle, who was the Jew of Jews, ended up being sent to the Gentiles as the apostle to the Gentiles with the tabernacle of David, really. Now, they had buildings. They had all this stuff. Praise God, whatever. But like I'm telling you, COVID was a warning sign, telling sign for the future of how the church may have to function, right? And so we're going to have to get a hold of that the church is going to be functioning in a different way, and we need to break that condemnation off of us that says you can't be a church if you don't go to church. Well, going to church is going to be different. That's what David did. David broke all the rules. He set up a tent with the Ark of the Covenant and some worshipers and some worship leaders worshiping, and while the people join in, it's just like, come in, come as you are. Let's do this thing. And they did it, friend. It was amazing. Yeah, so this is what God's doing, and we need to really get a hold of that and understand what God is saying and what God is doing and start preparing, right? We just need to start preparing for this thing. God is going to do it. It's going to be amazing. We have already kind of got it going on here a little bit at, TGN, so that's cool. So we're kind of ready for that, right? And we're ready for that. We are basically ready. We're set up for that. Our whole system has been for that very thing. And we're going to find out that that's going to be the thing of the future. Yeah. We need to get ready for that. Okay. If you want a gift tonight, you can do that through Cash App with the phone number that I'm going to give you in a minute. You can give through Venmo, same thing, phone number. Also in Zelle, D-E-L-L-E, also with the phone or some bank to bank. They don't charge us anything with that. That's really cool. If you like that, it's a good one. And thank you for doing that. We appreciate it very much. And check us out. See what's going on. I believe that we are in, the place that God wants us to be. And I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah, we're preparing the way, as well as others, for this move of God. Hallelujah. All right, give me just a moment here. I'll be right back. All right, y'all. All right, let's go here and do this tonight. Ready to take communion tonight, everybody? Welcome to the Tabernacle of David. I really believe we're going to see this happen globally, and it's going to be really amazing to watch. Really amazing to watch when all stuff begins to hit and we find ourselves in this position. It's going to be amazing. God's going to do some amazing things. It's going to change the way the whole church does everything. It's like in the days of the Jews, when the Jews, it was the way God did it, the way the Jews did it, the way that God was doing it. And when he changed it all, it changed everything, everything. They got the Gentiles, now they got Gentiles as part of it, and the Jews are just brokenhearted because they're going like, man, everything's been ruined. And so they tried to stop it, but they couldn't. The same basic thing's going to happen, y'all, with the with what we're doing. People are going to fight it. They're going to fight it like crazy. And that's the way it's going to be. So we need to get ready for that and prepare for that. And that's the reason we have kind of set our whole website. You get a chance to get on there and read it. I'm going to try to make it easier to understand as I go along. I just kind of started writing, trying to make it make sense. And I'm better at talking than I am writing.
Some people are really good at writing. yeah, that would be nice. But that's not me. So that's why I take full advantage of internet radio so that we can do that and get our video going back again. Anyway, go to the website. If you haven't got that link to the website, to see the website, you can do that. I sent links out to everybody today. Just check your, if you're on our alert system, check on there. There, your website's right there. Just take a quick look. And it's all about ministry. And it's all about doing it like the Tabernacle of David, mobile. The Tabernacle is a mobile. And in the future days, just like they're talking about there in Acts 15, it's talking about how the whole system changed. Everything changed. Some people aren't going to be ready for it. It's going to be difficult for some people. But especially preachers who had their whole system built around their church building. And thank God for them. But they're going to be abandoned because people are going to find the Spirit of God in a brand new way. Just like in the day of the Jews when they started worshiping God through Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, got together in homes, you know, they couldn't even go to the temple anymore. They would be persecuted, right? So it kind of forced them. Yes, that's what things like that are going to happen. They're going to be persecuted for the things that we believe that we're doing. You do that mobile church thing. When our website opens up, slideshow starts opening up and says, "Where do you go to church?" They have a church building right there, a picture of a church building. "Where do you go to church at?" How about a mobile church? And that's how I started out with doing it, and kind of go from there. So you might check it out when you get a chance, see what you think about it. And the whole thing is about mobile, everything mobile. Where do you go to church? You got a church, a picture of a church building right there, big old steeple. And the next thing is kind of a church thing. How about a mobile church? Yeah, if you open up Tabernacle of David, and then the next one is Tabernacle of David by mobile phone. We can worship God wherever we are. And I get pictures of people, family, sitting there together on the yard, watching the computer and listening to their phone. And the whole thing's about mobility. All right, we are preparing the way for the future church. It's going to be amazing. It's already amazing. So I need you to support it. I need you to be behind it. I need you to understand, are we telling people not to go to church? Are you kidding me? To their church building? But what they're here's the message that they're trying to say to people like me. The persecution, in a sense, is that they're saying that, you know, we can't forsake the gathering together, the assembling ourselves together. As some do, they said. And they said, well, what are they saying? They're trying to say you got to go to that church building. Well, going to the church building when you can is awesome. But there's something new happening. So are we forsaking ourselves? You can see all the pictures that I have on here. They're all people in their house watching on computer, listening on phone, got their hands raised, you know, praising God. And this is the new thing, y'all. We're preparing the way for this. In language, we're trying to explain and tell people this is not just a fad. It's not something that happened just during COVID. It is going to be the new church. If we get a chance to go to church, a church building, praise God. I love church buildings. But we're not being bonded to that. We're forsaking the assembly of ourselves together because we're not going to a church building. You can have a 1,000 people in a park listening to the same show, internet radio show or whatever, a video show, and the same worship music and all worshiping and dancing and having the anointing falling and miracles happening without the preacher or the worship band even being there. Like the tent of David. He just set it up and he said, come on, y'all, let's go. This is the future church. Hallelujah. Yeah, it'll be awesome. So it's just the beginning. The website is just the beginning. The reason I'm talking about it tonight is because that's just my message. Everything that we're doing, you know, has to do with being pregnant with this new vision.
They have a picture of a pregnant lady in there with their heartbeat on it, and it's saying, you know, let's check you out and see when you're due. Yeah. So it's a preparing of a way in a very specific, deliberate way. Yeah. And we're not going to be ashamed to say we're not forsaking ourselves from assembling. We are assembling. And if we can get together, then we can. If we can't, in a park or in out in the backyard with our neighbors and friends, whatever, it's God doing something. And we can have the best preaching, the best prophesying, the best music from around the world. It'd be amazing. Absolutely amazing. Just like David set up worship leaders, right, in a tent and in the Ark of the Covenant. I would love to sing that, man. I'm going to get some pictures of that and try to put that on the site about what that looked like and how that's compared to what we're talking about today. Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. All right, we're just getting started, and, you know, we put all this stuff together for you to look at and see and get the idea of what the future is about. Can you hear the heartbeat of your dream? One of the pictures of a pregnant lady on the slideshow, and when you open it to the website. I say, what are you waiting for? I got a clock, big clock behind me saying, what are you waiting for? Call now. And then we got pictures of families together, kids, mamas and daddies on phones and computers, their hands lifted, worshiping God. Welcome to the new. Yeah. Don't be rejected by many. The old system. They're afraid of the old system. It's going to fall apart. But we're going to come together like never before. It's going to be amazing. Okay. Just think, we don't have to pay for big church buildings anymore, buying these big. We might can have one place where we can have these shows, like have a studio where we put out. Yeah, we don't have church. We don't have to have churches all over the globe building these church buildings and all these things and having these buildings to keep up with. We can have one or two main ones, you know, set up where we can reach the globe and go for it. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right, let's do some things here, see what's going on. All right. Thank God for the tabernacle of David. Y'all get ready because we're going to talk about this a whole lot. All right, I want you to get ready for this because this is the thing. You are now part of the thing. yeah. Part of the thing. The thing. I'm so excited about this. I tried to pay somebody to do it. $1,500 because some of that had to do with, you know, buying it. And they fiddled around for months. I mean, I can't believe I lasted that long with these people. Finally, I told them, I realized, I said, hey, just send me the password to my stuff. I'm going to do it myself. Thank you very much. Bye. I didn't criticize them or anything. I don't know if they were shocked or not. They didn't say much, but yeah, we took care of business, man. I said, that's it for me. And that's what I've been doing ever since then. And all the other things going on in my life, it was quite a little thing going on. We were really busy. But God is good, man. And we are dedicated to getting the tabernacle of David up and breaking all those restrictive rules and laws and things that people have. And we're going to open up the globe, you know, with the globe to a whole new thing. A whole new thing's going on. You better believe, friend, it's going to be awesome. All right, so if you want to give tonight, you can give to the Tabernacle of David tonight. Wouldn't it be awesome to do that? The Tabernacle of David. Wow, what a thing to give to. Well, what are you giving to tonight, the Tabernacle of David? I love it. We're starting a new thing. It's a new thing. I don't know if we're starting it or not, but we can sure say we are. Yeah, this is really awesome. All right, give tonight. Give to that and do what the Lord tells you to tonight. Give unto the Lord and give into this new thing we're kind of taking a bottle of Holy Ghost champagne and breaking it and saying, welcome to the website. And our show tonight, our teaching is about the Tabernacle of David, exactly what PGN is doing. And as we perfect it and get better at it and put it all together where it can be connected up better, it's going to cost some to do that. We're going to find the best ways to do it. I've experimented with many different things. As some of you know, I've experimented with several different things. But we're kind of getting it down good to a thing, right? We're excited about it. So get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, some of our hosts are going to get some of their pictures together, and that's all kind of happening. And we'll perfect it as we go along. Some people just haven't had time to get everything together yet. We will here soon, so just pray for all of our hosts and everybody else. Pray for us that we get everything going on the way God wants us to. Very, very important that we understand this whole thing, because it's not just something we're doing and we think we're real special. It's what God is doing, and it's preparing for the future. So when things get broken down and COVID situations hit again, we're going to be ready. We're going to be out there. We've got some time to, you know, develop our strategies as God gives them to connecting to people around the globe. So pray for me as I do it. It's going to take some finances to do that. You know, I'm not against raising money, but we haven't done it really much yet. We did a little bit before about trying to get a building, right? But we have to have a structure somewhere so we can have worship, just like David had he had a tent, worship leaders in the Ark of the Covenant, and people just showed up. Here we have it in a little bit different way. We have maybe have one building or one really fancy tent, maybe, or something. That would be nice, fancy tent. And have worship in there and have Heidi perfected it to send it over the internet where people can catch it and worship God and have it going on, you know, 24 hours a day or something close to that. 24 hours a day. Worship, prophesying. You know, you can have worship going on. I go home, I go to bed. I've been in the tabernacle for, you know, doing this thing over the internet, over the globe, over TV, video, internet, radio. And I get tired, I go and go to bed. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, had a dream and a vision. I go back to the tabernacle and they're still worshiping God. I break in and say, and the prophet has a word. So I jump in there and I give a prophetic word and just go. Maybe you give a prophetic word. Maybe you share a dream or vision you had, and maybe you have a special thing God's giving you, and they jump in there, and we open it up for you to take it. It could be people from all over the globe. See, we could have our tabernacle in Texas, and you could be in California or in Germany or in Russia or wherever, and call, you know, let me know, hey, we've got something going on here. And I'll look at it, and our team will look at it, and we'll go, okay, that's God. Let's get that on the air. And what you're doing there in Germany will be transferred from Garland to Germany, and whatever's going on over there, you're going to be proclaiming it, declaring it over the airways. Amen. Y'all hear that? You're listening to this? This is, we're breaking the champagne bottle tonight over this new tent, tent pegs. We're breaking the champagne bottle, whatever you're going to call it, the celebration of it, and getting ready to spring forth into, you know, the Tabernacle of David, as it's prophesied, will come in the last days. And I think we're there. All right? I really think that we're there. So let's believe God. And if God has you a part of it, then that's wonderful. And we're just going to believe God to take care of it, do whatever he wants to do. We're not going to pump it in the wrong way. We're going to do our best to just keep on doing what we've been doing. And maybe better. Hopefully do it better. And see, that's the thing. We're going to be connected around the globe. and people are going to be listening from around the globe, and they can just jump in anytime. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. Our main studio may be in Texas, or maybe somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe in Israel, or both. And oh, we got a breaking news. You know how the news people do, the TV stations do breaking news, and the breaking news is somebody got a word in Israel, or maybe in Judea and Samaria, and they ran down to the temple and to the studio in Israel, and given the new word of the Lord, the new dream, the new vision, something God said, give names and places and warning people. If you're in Africa right now, in the southern part of Africa, get ready. It's about to have hailstones and be safe. Or the Spirit of God is about to hit, you know, in Eastern Berlin, East Berlin area, the old East Berlin area, and get ready for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All kinds of things. That's where we're headed with this, y'all. This is what I'm finally getting a handle on what God was saying about broadcasting and having studio and having TV video and all that. Even the big stations are saying they're getting into this satellite internet thing. Even TBN is talking constantly. They're setting up their whole system for this kind of stuff. They're smart. Very smart. All right. So it's very, very cool. All right, so give tonight. Ask the Lord to kind of join with us tonight on giving to this new thing that we're talking about, the breaking in of our website, opening up what's going on. It may change a lot in the next few months. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, how it's going to work. But we're believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders, and prophetic words, and people from all over the place giving their words or dreams or visions, having dancing in the spirit, dances before God, people doing dance like Julie used to dance, and, doing the dance thing, doing spontaneous prophetic worship. Yeah. I mean, they've had a lot of this 24-hour worship stuff, which is pretty cool, with IHOP. So all those things kind of coming together are going to be really cool. Ours is going to be more specific toward the prophetic and prophetic worship, you know, spontaneous prophetic worship with a special prophet anointing, you know, on it, in that God is using us to speak specific words that other prophets will not be giving. You know, people are going to be tuned into us because they're going to know that, you know, what they give over there at PGN is different from what some of the other prophets are doing. So they're going to be tuning in because of that, and that's what's going to make PGN well-known, is that the word has already gotten around already about the Trump thing, the Biden thing, and what all that really means, and now they're falling in line. They're actually falling in line with what we've been saying, y'all. They're actually falling in line a little bit, maybe a little bit more than a little. They're starting to say what we've been saying for 2 years, 3 years. They're starting to say that. Mind-boggling. We were the first ones on the planet to be prophesying those specific things. It's very, very interesting. All right. So I'm going to get ready to take communion here in just a moment. I'm not quite ready to take communion tonight. But I do want to take communion around this teaching. I want to take communion around the Tabernacle of David, around the mobile. As you see on the website, we call it mobile because it's the tent was mobile. They were able to move it around wherever to worship, wherever. And that's what our website opens up with, is that, you know, where you go to church, how about a mobile church, you know, and the Tabernacle of David being on phones and worship, and then families worshiping in the grass, laying down on the grass, looking at their phones and computers, worshiping God. The world is ready for this. God has made it with this prophecy that was given about the Tabernacle of David. Would be very much right on the money, and they didn't even have a clue. Who would ever thought every human being, every family member, whether you got 3 in the family or 10 in the family, all have, guess what, mobile phones. Really cool. Mobile phones to get that mobile tent of God to worship him. They don't have to have nothing, they have to bring anything, they have to do anything. that show up. And God will supply the money, friend. They have to be selling anything, picking people's pockets all the time. We're going to let God do it. And we've already got a reputation for that in the spirit realm, in the natural realm too, but in the spirit realm. The angels know what we're doing. They know how we do it. They know why we're doing it. And they know that it's right on. And they're with us, working in our behalf. Okay. All right, if you're giving tonight and maybe it's not showing up, please let me know. Sometimes, you know, how things go. Let me know. I'm going to be watching it very closely. Yep. Just think, you're going to be having like home church again. Instead of cell churches, we're going to have mobile churches. People are going to be on their mobile phone, and most of them be tuned into the same shows. And hearing what the word of the Lord is, you know, what's going to happen in the presidential realm, what's going on in Texas, what's going on around the Christian realm around the world. We're going to be reporting on all that, have reporters reporting on it. We've done a little bit of that before. And, you know, I think I've got a taste of it myself. I've been waiting for the timing of the Lord. It's taken longer to me than I wanted, but God knows what he's doing. He's preparing the way for it. So that's what we're getting ready to open up our doors for, is the tabernacle, the mobility, worship around the globe. Yeah. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Okay. All right, y'all, let's begin to take communion tonight. Get ready for that. I'll take communion around the scriptures we're talking about tonight, first in Acts 15. I'd like to do that on kind of breaking the ice tonight or whatever, breaking the champagne bottle celebration, and open it up for this new thing, this new place God's bringing us. Hallelujah, it's going to be so awesome. Take communion around that. Hang on just a minute, I'll be right back. All right, y'all, let's get our scripture out here. 1 Corinthians 11, let's get ready to take communion tonight. Thanks for your giving, thanks for your help. Tonight. We appreciate what God's doing. And, wow, thank you, God. Jesus is good. 1 Corinthians 11, we're going to go there. Open it up. All right. Nicole says the website is really coming along. I love the way you have a page for each PGN host. I'm really into the Global by Mobile mission. Amen. About go to the About page. If you guys can help me edit any of that stuff, I would love it. Anybody listening tonight, you're good at editing. You can make it simpler, better. You know, I just kind of blobbed that right out when I was in the hospital waiting for, you know, I mean, in the hospital visits I was having and waiting out in waiting rooms and different things I was going through, x-rays. And I mean, now that y'all kind of know, I was writing all that stuff at that time, actually on the site, editing it, putting it in there. And so I was birthed in me in the middle of a hospital, literally, as far as writing it and, you know, the imagery and the mic, because I'd be in there for hours at a time. And so I wrote a lot of that stuff on, you know, what I'm saying is, if you feel like you can help me edit it, make it sound better, easier, once we kind of get the vision out by communication, as I can share it with you by voice, by audio, then you can kind of maybe get a little bit better grasp of it than my writing. But thank you, Nicole, for that. That's awesome. She says go to the About part, what we're about. Click on About, and you can kind of see that a little bit. Angela says, thanks for the pictures. It looks like a really good site. Thank you. Awesome work. Thank you for that. Okay. Yeah, so tonight we're going to give toward that. And you're giving, if you plan, give $1 or $5 or $5,000, whatever you give it. And we're going to believe God to plan it toward this, since we're kind of, you know, making a little bit of a celebration, if you will, of this new thing. I've talked about it off and on a little bit, but like I said, you can see that our whole website is centered around that. And the worship, we're going to have worship. Remember a few months ago, or maybe a couple of months ago, whatever it was, two months ago, but worship a lot. Talk about Elvis Presley, how he had an anointing for worship, but he ended up doing his thing, you know, and all these different people had worship anointings on. Remember all that? And so that's going to be like a tabernacle. If they get the picture in your mind, that we're going to have a picture. We're going to actually put pictures of David and the tabernacle of David, the tent, the rawness of it, the easiness, the beauty of it, the worshipers with the Ark of the Covenant. We're going to get pictures of that. Maybe I'm trying to make some videos of it where people can get an image and then put beside it, along with it, what we're doing, where we're going to have, like, we may have a steel building or brick, and I don't know what we're going to have. We're going to have a building. We're going to have a fancy studio. And the studio is going to be like the main tabernacle, if you will, like the main temple. And we're going to broadcast it around the globe by cellular phone, for the most part. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to do it by cellular phone, by mobile phone. The whole thing is about mobile. I just want to get the word mobile. And so get a chance to read the website, go through it. Like I say, it's not finished yet. There's some things on there that are just part of the template that I haven't changed. Because I've been doing it 99% of it myself. So I've been at it, you know, pretty good for a few weeks, trying to just start it with nothing, basically, and go for it from there. So you can imagine what that's like. All right. Tabernacle of David. That's what it's really about. Through hoops, that's over with. Putting burdens on people to do things, you know, it's going to be easy. Just like they had four basic rules for the Gentiles. You know, eating unclean food, idol worship, something like that. Let's see, where's that at? I can't find it. Here we go. Okay, here's right. There's four things. They went from 600-something things to four things. Abstain is for the Gentiles. They said, man, we can't put all these laws on the Gentiles. Our fathers couldn't even, all these years couldn't even take care of it. We're going to put it on them and they're brand new? No way. So they said, you know, stay away from, this is the four laws that you gave them. Things, stay away from things polluted by idols, whatever that is. We'll try to talk about that more. From sexual immorality, yeah, a big one. We've talked about that, sexual immorality. This is one of the four things that they gave. Like they had 600-something rules and laws, and they gave four of them to the Gentiles. And one of them was sexual immorality, which is huge in defilement against the human body. Okay, sexual immorality from things strangled and from blood. That's it. That's all they did. That was it. Yeah, that was the church of that day got together and did that and decided that. That was the apostles. And it was a big, big thing. We don't realize how huge that was. What an amazing shift that was happening in the spirit realm where they were bringing it to pass in the natural realm concerning the church of Jesus Christ being now completely different. All nations, all peoples, anywhere you go. Jesus told the woman at the well, I'm going to read this to you. We're going to take communion, and I'm going to read this. I read this today. All right, here we go. Let me read this to you. John 4:24. Somewhere in there. I want you to watch this. This is the woman at the well. We're going to take communion around this tonight, something like this here. The woman at the well. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when we will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know, but we worship what we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. For the hour is coming, and now is, that when true worshipers will worship the Father and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That is going to be the command of Jesus. The hour is coming, he tells her. He said, get ready. Something's going to change. Something's going to shift. Watch this. The hour is coming that neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. It's not going to be just about on the mountain or Jerusalem. It's going to be about worshiping in the spirit. See, Jesus just broke it off into, let's forget about talking about the physical edifice in Jerusalem, the church building. Let's forget about a certain mountain. All that is now passed away. God is saying we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. And how's that going to happen? It's going to happen through and by mobile phone, the mobile mission. I'm calling it the mobile mission, the mobile mission. That's what it's called. When you go to the website, go to the about, what we're about, and look in there down toward the bottom, and you'll see that what I wrote there about that, that's all fresh. I didn't read it from anybody else. That just came right out of my spirit while I was in the hospital waiting on some things with Julie. Yeah. Struggling, battling, not knowing what's up, and writing this stuff in the middle of all of it, because I sit sometimes for hours. And I didn't want to leave her. I didn't want to leave, you know. I didn't want to go back and forth, but I wanted to stay there with her and not leave. So I remember when I talked about how Paul the Apostle was put in prison, I was put in hospitals. He wrote most of the Bible in prison. I wrote a lot of this stuff in hospitals, in waiting rooms, in the middle of the night. All kinds of stuff going on, crazy stuff. Yeah. Difficult times and good times. So God is very good. I love this man where he says that the hour is coming. That's what I'm telling y'all tonight. We're going to take communion. For the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, not on this mountain nor in Jerusalem, but the seekers of the seekers of God will. God is seeking worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth, friend. He just made it pure. He said, we're not talking about on this mountain, worshiping on a certain mountain. You got to come to this holy mountain. Thank God for the holy mountains. They're awesome. It's not going to be about going to the holy city of Jerusalem, to the temple. It's going to be about worshiping. He just kind of nailed it out in the purest form that you could talk about what we're talking about tonight. That's why the David and Jesus were very connected. Jesus was the son of David, and yet he was the Lord of David. David and Jesus were one and the same in so many ways, man. Oh, my God. Y'all feel that? Woo! That's why this thing is going to be full of worship. I mean, full of worship. Okay, I'm trying to go here. I really am trying to go. I'm trying to move forward. I really am. But we got to get in all this stuff and get it documented also so that people can come back and listen to it. Yep. People can come back and listen to it. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians 11. Take communion about this. I'm going to bring in the scripture a lot tonight. All right, you ready for this? We got your bread in your hand. Get your communion. Your cup and stuff there. All right. Paul the Apostle says, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, the one who just said that to the woman at the well, of all women, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Just break and eat, friend. Bless it. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lamb of God. Lord, open up, open up, open up tonight. We lift up the cup. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the cup, a new covenant in my blood. This do, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me, this drink. Hallelujah. I love you, dear Jesus. I love you with all my heart. We come to you and worship you with all of our hearts. I love you, we love you. Lord, we glorify your name. We give you glory, we give you thanks, and everything you're about to do. We love you, you love us. How much better can it be? We lift up your name, the one that's always the same. Forever and ever, we can depend on you, Jesus. You never change. You're always the same. You never change your love. We eat your body. We drink your blood. In covenant with you, O Lord. The one who never changes. I love you, we adore you, Lamb of God, forever you will be. We give you glory, we give you thanks, for multiplying our bread tonight, increasing our blood tonight. We love you. We adore you, Lord, there's no one like you. My eyes unto the hills, which cometh my help.
Oh, Lord, we love you. We adore you. We want to worship you around the globe. The mobile global. Global might by mobile. Global might by mobile. 24/7 to heaven. Whoa. 24/7. Oh, heaven, come down to earth and dwell. Live with us now. You lived with us then. We're looking forward to living with you here and now in the earth realm. Come, Lord Jesus, we adore you. There's no one else like you. You never change. We depend on you being the same always. We love you. You love us. What better thing can there be? We want to take it around the globe. Tabernacle, local, our tent place. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory, divine impartation. The mobile global mission. The mission of mobile global. Wow. Global mobile. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for that. Global by mobile. The PGN, when you go to the About page, you'll see the PGN Global by Mobile Mission. I wrote, reaching out to both worlds. This was written spontaneously in a waiting room at a hospital. I wrote this whole thing. Reaching out to both worlds. Now that satellites are positioned all over the globe for mobile phone services, we believe that we can now reach every human being on the globe by mobile phone. This new amazing tool for reaching the world is now being used to connect the world so that every soul can receive communications from anyone, anywhere. The word of the Lord spoken by God's servants, allowing for missionary work, preparing the way of the Lord to the whole world, a teaching and training all who will have an ear to hear. The Holy Spirit is universally omnipresent. Listen to this. Listen to this. The Holy Spirit is universally omnipresent in a way, so are satellites positioned around the globe. And now that satellite systems are basically omnipresent over the earth. It is now possible for the first time to truly preach the gospel of Christ to the whole world so Jesus can come back and set up his kingdom on earth. Prepare the way for the Lord's second coming to the whole world so Christ can come back and set up. Oh, I've repeated that. I'm going to change that. There we go. I'm editing as I go. The whole world is easy, reachable. All who have access to a mobile phone. What's the first world? The first world is the world of the church. The church must be built up and equipped with the written word of God and the personal prophetic edification to fight a good fight to win the unsaved. Truth number one, don't neglect the written word of God, 1 Timothy 3:16. The second truth, don't neglect prophecy. This I charge you, Timothy, my son, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
The second world is the lost and dying world that has not been born again by the Holy Spirit. We can now reach every individual on the globe by mobile phone, and the callers can call in to the internet radio. I'm going to edit that word right there. Internet radio show, and speak to hosts personally to receive and pray and lead them to Christ to be born again. I got to edit all that a little bit. The Christian callers who are born again can have their personal needs prayed over, and each caller can receive prophetic words. I'm not going to read all the whole thing here, but the global internet makes it possible to reach all the world. Both worlds can see and hear the word of the Lord on their mobile phones. That's why PGN is focused on the global by mobile mission, the great mission. Have you never heard me talk about this before? This is the first time. I'm reading this to you, I think, for the first time ever. That's why PGN is focused on global by mobile mission. This is all totally birthed by the Holy Spirit in a hospital. The greatest mission tool God has given us to reach the world is now available to PGN. As never before, we have the way in every individual in the globe with the message of God's gracious love. The one thing most every human being has in the earth today is a mobile phone, global by mobile, by Randy Chandler, PGN. All right, you got a little thing out there, a little phone on the website. You can just click on that, and you can connect right up. You can text me, and I will text whatever, connect everybody. It's amazing, really amazing. All right, so check out our website. I know I'm talking about it a lot tonight, and I want you to, as you give tonight, if you want to give toward that, you can do that. I would love to see the us begin to do that and begin to give toward the global by mobile, really, really awesome. Okay, people are giving. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We're just going to kind of play it by ear tonight, so give me a little chance to kind of get going here. Okay. Okay, thank you for giving tonight. We give to that. I know everybody's going to give whatever way. I want to dedicate it to the Global by Mobile. Go to our website, please. Check that out, and please read it. Kind of get ready for what we're looking at, what we're looking forward to. We're shifting gears, basically. And we want you to shift gears. Those of you who want to go with us, we'll all go together. And it'll be awesome. So grab hold of the mission. And we're on a mission. We changed. The first time I ever heard me talk about missionaries and missions. He's right there on that. So that's what God's given it to me as a mission. Amen and amen and amen. Getting closer here to communion. Thank God for that. It's almost 11 o'clock. We need to move on with this. Sorry for taking a little bit longer. People give tonight. Thank you for that.
Understood.
All right, thank you for those gifts tonight. Thank you very much. In your thinking, you know, are they going to give anyway, most of you? Just give in your heart. I would like to see you give to the mission tonight, that you help letting me know that you're supporting that mission. If you believe that it's God, I want you to support it if God gives it to you. And just move forward with that and believe God for miracles for that mission. And a lot of the money that we have, all the money we have and more, we have all that money we gave toward, that was given, we kind of raised money toward a building. We still have all that money, every bit of that and a lot more, a lot more. So we didn't spend it. We haven't spent it. We haven't eaten it up. It's not been eaten. It is saved. We have it there. And it's ready to roll for whenever God does something. All right. So one of the big things we want to have a building for, a place, however big or small, is so we can have worship leaders. And we probably won't be the only ones doing the worship. We'll connect with worshipers around the world. At 7 o'clock at night. In the other part of the globe, it'll be early in the morning here or middle of the night here. They can be doing worship and keep the worship going, you know, that kind of a thing, the prophetic realm and all that, keep all that stuff going on. And I don't know exactly all the details of how it's going to be, but something like that, the Tabernacle of David. And we still have all that money that we raised, not a penny of it's been spent on anything. It's kept designated for that. And also we have a lot more. We've been very smart with our money. Yeah, one thing we've been smart about is our money. We've been very blessed. God has kept us, and we have got a lot of money saved up for the mission. Yeah, we're ready to need pushing more. God will supply that, right? He's going to do it. He supplies for his will. We talk about that all the time. And then when people get a hold of it and they start seeing, you know, that we're one of the people that are in the forefront of all this stuff, it's going to be amazing. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. As prophets. And the main thing that's going to keep us in the forefront is the prophetic words we give, you know, for the most part, the market and the global, the political arena. Is going to keep us right up front by the grace of God, right? We've been pioneering that for the last 3 years, and finally, a lot of the other people are now getting it. A lot of the other prophets, a lot of the other preachers are starting to say exactly what we've been saying about where we're at specifically, and that's a big change, a big, big, big change. There's no shock to PGN people, right? Because the Lord's been speaking to us about all this stuff. Really awesome. Okay. Is there any payable offerings? And I think I'm ready to do that now. And we got it going on here, so let's do it. Let's just do it. All right. Okay, what happened right there? I thought I just changed that. Just choose that. Ooh. All right. Here we go. Okay, very, very good. All right, let's pray our offering tonight. Our first offering tonight is Daryl Paul, $7.48. Thank you, Lord, for Daryl Paul. God, we thank you for bringing him into our midst, into our place, God, of this new thing that's happening. God, I thank you, Lord, that Daryl Paul has a heart for the new. and a heart for a new beginning. There's some new beginnings going on, a lot of new beginnings happening. And God is going to do a lot of new beginnings with you. You're going to see a lot of new things. It's going to be like getting a new pair of whatever you like the most, tennis shoes, pants, shirts, whatever you like. It's like getting new ones on a regular basis. You know, God's going to renewing you means he's going to bring a lot of new things in. You're going to renew. Renew this. My socks got old. Oh, I got some new socks. My shoes got old. Oh, I got some new shoes. Oh, whatever else. My refrigerator got old. I got a new refrigerator. Whatever. All that kind of thing. Like new. And renewing. Thank you, Jesus, for that with Daryl Paul. That's the spirit of renewal on his life, God, to keep him fresh, to keep him fed. Because sometimes some of us, we need something new regularly. I mean, you know, like, the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. So, you know, at least we can have mercies new. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for Daryl Paul, for his mercies. His mercies new. That he will have a new garment of praise, a new garment of worship, a new garment of learning new things, getting new knowledge all the time. Yeah, waking up to the new every day. God, you're breaking off the old of all of us. In Jesus' name, and bringing us into the new. And I thank you, Lord, for that, Daryl Paul, God. You're breaking off the old daily. The old could have been what we've been a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, breaking all that off, bringing in something new, a new vision, a new purpose, a new mission, a new purpose for life. Hallelujah. Things you didn't even know that you dreamed about, but that are part of your life. Amen. God's going to bring those things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the renewal begin. Amen. Hallelujah. I love it. Renew. All right. And Nicole tonight gave a dollar earlier this week for, she has a little product on eBay. She hasn't even told me exactly what it is yet. I think it said some vitamins, kind of vitamin or something. I guess I'm not, she'll tell us eventually. I've been telling her to let us know. We can tell people. We don't like to sell anything here on PGN, right? But we can tell people about it. And, you know, so we don't have to sell it here. But anyway, that's up to her. But, thank you, Jesus, for that, and a dollar for that, or a tithe on her first sale. Amen. We just dedicate that to you, Jesus, on eBay and wherever else she gets that stuff going on. We just bless it. Bless her business, God, in Jesus' name, with all kinds. Her teaching, what she does here at PGN, what she does, all of her other stuff she does on the side, everything. God, just bless her business in Jesus' name. And $8.47 added to that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for that offering. We just lifted up, God, for new beginnings, God, just like what Daryl Paul, new beginnings. There's nothing like feeling like you're at the end of the, you're the tail, and all of a sudden we're finding out that we're part of the head, right? We're in the head position instead of the tail position. We are the head and not the tail. Really use that to reveal to us that having a head means you have a good head on your shoulders. You think straight. You're thinking, you let the Holy Spirit do the thinking, and you just kept do the agreeing. He does the thinking, we do the agreeing. Amen? And so, new beginnings. Lord, we thank you for new beginnings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And if we start to break off into the new beginnings, the old things, the old people, the old stuff, are going to come, where are you going? They didn't care about where you're going until you start walking, you know, walking out like Abraham walked off, you know, the ranch land, his father, and went off, headed toward Canaan. Yeah, they didn't, yeah, where you going, Abraham? Come back. They didn't care what he would, but when you decide to take off and start heading toward what God's doing, it's like everything in the world tries to, like, pull you back, right? Yeah, that's just the way it is. That's just life. That's life for everybody, but even for us. They try to pull you back into their old stuff, right? It's just the way things go, especially family. They feel something's going on, like she's moving on, something. We don't know what it is. Exactly. They feel it spiritually because your roots are in there, your flesh and blood, right, that blood thing. And when Abraham left to go to Canaan, left his mother and father, there were some strongholds that were broken. My God, it was amazing. And, boy, God started blessing him, too, taking good care of him. Amen. In Jesus' name, let that be. All right, Angela Joy. $8.88. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Angela Joy. Has her, she got a page on there. So make sure you guys check Angela Joy out. All right. Give me a second. Yeah. All right, Angela Joy, in Jesus' name. I got feeling an anointing tonight. You know, I honestly did not plan like for weeks or something to have this particular day to do this website thing and get the champagne bottle out and break it on the ship, you know, and move on. I really didn't. It just kind of came up, you know, the last hour. So I think I could do that. And then all of a sudden I realized what was going on, and I just came to agreement with it. You see what the process of what went on with me tonight? This was not all planned up. I've been working on the website for a while. It just happened that I got it to where I could get it out, and I put it out for everybody to look at, even though it's not finished. Still in construction, but, you know, good enough to kind of catch the vision of what we're doing. And it just happened to be tonight. It could have been tomorrow or, you know, next week or last week, but it just happened to be. And so this is just a spontaneous thing of God. And, like, what I did is I just began to recognize what's going on here, and I just came to agreement with it in the last hour. I know it may sound like that, but I didn't. Not at all. Not even close. It just was, you know, that's the way moving, being mobile with the God, being flexible and our mobility with God is not just having a mobile phone or picking up our tent and going wherever we want to go, traveling around the world. It's more about, you know, when God gets ready to do something, we just come and agree with it. We're mobile. We're flexible. We're bendable. We're like, okay, we're going to move on today, God, from that thinking to this thinking. Oh, yeah, mobile. Yeah, hey, literally. Yeah, so mobile is, like, huge in so many different ways. Yeah, we just move on. God says, Abraham, pick up yourself and go on. He just got packed with that because God said he didn't ask anybody's permission. He just said, you know, he went and told him what he's going to do. We're out of here. Mom, Dad, yeah, I think they died anyway. But, you know, the situation, the family roots were there. Their heritage was there. The roots were there. And to leave it was mind-boggling. Right? It was a new beginning. It's like they were mobile. Abraham became mobile. Yeah, they were all looking for a place to land. But our landing place is going to be the landing place of Jesus' second coming, right? We're going to be mobile. We're going to be the ministry, the even when he comes back. I mean, I don't know how he's going to do it exactly, but when he's reigning from the temple in Jerusalem, you know, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I guarantee you it's going to go around the globe. It's going to be able to get him wherever you are. It's going to come from headquarters. That's the type that a thing that we're doing, in a sense, preparing the way for him, having a place of, we can have worship and good, high-quality equipment. We have a lot of that, you know, to transport and get everything onto satellite and around the globe. Yeah. Yeah. Not just video. Sometimes video is hard to pick up phones, but you can always get audio easy. Audio doesn't take any extra power or any extra, you know, a strong phone. In any old cheap phone can take audio, any kind of audio. Sometimes they don't take video very well, but any kind of phone. So you see, audio is going to be the most popular. The video is really nice. Video is a cherry on the cake, right? Yeah. So mobile, Angel Joy. Mobile. Yeah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Our worship is going to be mobile. Mobile, mobility. Let me look up. I'm going to look up. Just hang on. I'm going to be doing my regular thing here. So please be patient with me as I do this. Mobile and mobility. Which one? Mobile and mobility. Difference. Okay, I just got this word about mobility and mobile. So I looked up the word, the difference between mobile and mobility, Angela Joy. While mobile is linked to devices, essentially the nuts and bolts of the space, mobility exists as an umbrella for the mobile. Mobility is the context that establishes whether or not everything within those nuts and bolts work together. What? Y'all going to hang on a minute because I'm going to get this before I move on, okay? So thank you. What is the difference between, what is the difference between mobile and mobility? Mobile is how you connect with people. Oh, listen to this. Mobile is how you connect with people. Have you ever thought of that? It's the actual way of reaching people. Mobility is a way of life. It's a lifestyle, and it's what you choose. It's the delivery of information while on the go. Whoa. Making things easy for consumers to learn about your business across multiple devices and screens. Okay. God wants to be with his people, so he gives them access to his space in this mobile temple that they can carry around with them. It's a symbol of God's true heavenly temple, but it's more than a mere symbol. Could I ask, I guess that's the right question. What's the tabernacle mobile? Yeah, and the answer I got was, Shiny John says, God wants to be with his people, so he gives them access to his space in this mobile temple. I'm reading from what they, I just Googled it, that they can carry around with them. Oh, my God. It's a symbol of God's true heavenly temple, but it's more than a mere symbol. But I'm asking the question, was the tabernacle mobile? Was the tabernacle portable? Hebrew miskan, the portable sanctuary constructed by Moses as a place of worship for the Hebrew tribes during this period of wandering that preceded their arrival in the promised land. In order that they would have a central place of their worship and activity, the Lord instructed Moses to build a tabernacle. The tabernacle was a forerunner of the temple, made portable. Portable is another part of the word. Made portable so they could easily carry it with them. Now, see, that's what we're talking about. They could easily carry it with them. How easy is your phone to carry with you? I have not looked this up. This is the first time I looked this up. This is all totally spontaneous. So they can carry it with ease. So they could carry easily one big mobile phone, one big mobile temple. Okay, Angela Joy, I'm not sure what's going on with all that. I'm just reading what I'm getting, and we're just kind of go for you. Know, good. Very, very awesome. So there's something God really imparting a vision tonight about all of this, and he's just talking to all of us about it, right? We're all involved in this. We're all involved in this. If you're a PGN person, listen. Wow, this is really amazing to me. I mean, I kind of am watching this unfold in front of my eyes. I've been talking about it on the website, writing about it for months, weeks, for months, and it's hospital stuff. And thank God, you know, it worked out really good. I did a lot of writing, a lot of, you know, putting things into articulating words that I knew were in me while I was locked up, so to speak, in the hospitals, if you will. Couldn't go anywhere, didn't want to go anywhere, but I wanted to be there, you know, all the time, no matter what. And so really, really amazing how all that got written out in that time, and now we're celebrating it tonight as like a new beginning. And I think it's going to help people understand who we are, what we're doing, and what our purpose is, especially when you go to the website and you kind of get a taste of the new website. It's going to open up your heart to the new vision God has. All right, Karen, $5, thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for Karen and her husband calling in. James called in the other night. Thank you for calling in. Lord, thank you for opening them up to the new thing that you're doing. Amen, in Jesus' name, and how that that they can be part of this new thing that you're doing. Somehow they can have their church, have their thing that they're going on there, and be part of the new thing. You know, we're not doing away with the physical church and the pastors. Not what that's always going to be, but there's going to be a very special move of God, and pretty soon we're going to have another COVID situation, and the churches are going to be, you know, of course, there's going to be people fighting the government over it all. There's going to be a lot of fighting over it, and that's good. But there's going to be a for sure thing that you don't have to worry about is we've got the global by mobile tabernacle going on, where you can, wherever you're at, you can get on your phone and hear worship, hear prophecy, hear be prophesied to, be ministered to, wherever you're going, wherever you're at, it can happen. Thank you, Lord, for Karen and for their desire to feed the sheep and minister to the sheep, God, that you will give them this new vision, add it to theirs, God, that it will be, we will begin to prepare for the future one of these days when the church can't meet for a year, 2 years. We just keep on rolling. We just pick up and go by mobile. You know, why are we in bondage to, you know, because we've been preached for years that don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as some do. Like, we don't want to get together. It has nothing to do with that. It's a different way of getting together. It could be 1,000 people, 100 people, 2 people at a park, 2 people in a house, 2 people in a bedroom. You know, I have 2 in every other block in a big city that are worshiping, getting salvation, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, getting worship going on. Yeah, it's kind of going on already in that sense. People are kind of, God is allowing us to get really good at working our phones and getting people a chance to get really good at setting up systems so we can reach those people in a quality way. But the difference that's going to be with us is the prophetic realm. That's the difference that we're going to be separated, sanctified out from other people, is the prophetic realm that we flow in, and the messages that we get and the things that God gives us that are, you know, like when Trump and Biden thing was going on, we were prophesying, you know, the opposite of what every other, there was not another prophet prophesying what we were prophesying, and yet by the grace of God, we got it right. Okay, so Jeannie is saying, so the Lord has already told you that we're going to have another type of situation, a COVID-type situation coming soon. I don't know, you know, soon can be, you know, what does soon mean? Number one, I know what you mean by soon, but what do you really mean by soon? That's the thing. It's not like, it's just kind of the thing in the spirit. Yeah. So, yes, that's definitely going to happen. COVID-type situation, if not COVID itself. Hitting it again. Why do you think, Jeannie, that they have gone together in the WHO, the World Health Organization, has just voted, I don't know the result of that vote, with 194 nations around the globe, and last time the only reason it didn't pass, that the World Health Organization could have control and tell every nation without even Congress getting in on it, tell every nation what they're going to do. You're going to shut down. You're going to shut down every church. You're going to shut down everything. You're going to shut down everything now. Why do you think they voted on all that? Yeah, that's why. Yeah, that's why. It's going to be very interesting. So we're going to be watching that. And so what we're saying here, yes, I'm trying to think, I hope I answered that question, okay? So what I'm saying is that what we need to focus on is we have our little group here, PGN, our faithful, loyal people who feel we're doing something for God. But what we got to realize, what's our mission? What's our mission? That's why people need to go to the about page, what we are about on the about page. I got to rewrite that stuff. Some of it's pretty sloppy, but you'll get the overall gist of what's happening. Some of you guys can go in there who are good editors and go in there and edit the about us page for me and send it to me and let me look at it and work on it. And let's get that thing really sharp, because we're preparing for what Jeannie is asking about. Are we going to have another COVID type situation? Absolutely. No question at all. And with a global crash, financial crash, all that together, we got to get ready for this. And there's a lot more to it. I'm going to talk about this in the future, but we have a lot more to it on our satellites, our satellites. It's going to be a big battle over satellites. Thank you. You're welcome. I hope I answered it okay. There's no doubt at all. Whether they manufacture it, or, Ken Chen. He almost died of COVID. That wasn't fake. Right? You know about that. He almost died. He was on his deathbed. They put him up in the hospital with all the dead people, where all the people die, for sure. They already put him up there. And by the grace of God, he made it. You know about that, Jeannie. You know, Ken. And, that was not fake. That actually happened. And so, we had other friends who, Marcus Lamb, basically, wrestling with COVID. The wrestling of COVID is what killed him. Maybe COVID itself didn't do it, but the wrestling of it, the wearing him out, is what killed him. Of COVID. Oh, COVID didn't kill him. Then why did he die when he was in the hospital? He had COVID. Yeah, you knew about Ken and many more, right? That wasn't fake. There was no fake to any of that. Now, the thing is what are they trying to do? They're trying to take advantage of it. That's what they're trying to do. They're going to take advantage. That's the whole purpose. They're waiting for the right time. COVID showed them prepare for the next cycle of COVID's style of disaster situation. Could it be the reason they're trying to use, Carmen says, could that be the reason they're trying to use AI to replace employees? So that each person can use technology for self-checkout without cashiers, bank tellers, etc. They're preparing us for the next round. I don't know. Probably. I don't know the details, but everything's going toward that, I think. I mean, I know it is. It's a big thing. It's a really big thing. Karen, we're prophesying here. Maybe God wants to talk about it. People are asking questions all of a sudden, so I just kind of go with whatever we got going on. And, so this is for you, Karen. This is something God's trying to say to you, to help you get something, whatever you need. I don't know. Karen, so God's ministering this to you. This is all happening when you're on the phone. They just start texting me, and I just felt like answering them. I think it's God. Yeah, so it's what we need to know, we're not going to know all the details exactly. What we do know overall, which right now is enough, is that this is all going there. And ministry and communication, we've got to remember what we prophesied back before Ukraine and Putin, that when Ukraine and Putin came, we are already saying we're going to have our own satellite system. Y'all remember any of that? Before all that happened, I said, we're going to have our own currency, Texas. It's going to be also, for not just for Texas, but people around the United States, at least. We prophesied this two years before they ever brought it out into the open, for sure. Michelle Bachman talked about it about a year and a half or so after we talked about it. First time it was ever brought out into the open was Michelle Bachman. After a year or so, we had been prophesying it for at least a year. And she came out. That's when I was shocked when I heard it. And, oh, my God, I've never even heard anybody talk about that. And then the Putin thing happened with Ukraine. Putin tried to shut off their system where they couldn't function. And then he was going to just take them over. It would have been easy. That was his whole strategy. And guess what? Somebody came in and set up their own satellite. That right there is prophetic. We are going to have our own satellite. We're going to have satellites separate from the satellites of the system people. And there's going to be a big battle in the heavens over that, of the system people satellites and our system satellites. We've got to keep all this in mind. Karen, or we're still on you, it looks like. Sorry, I mean, I'm not sorry. But so maybe you're supposed to hear all that, Karen. Maybe this one will prophesy over you and all that came up. I don't know. All right. Cool, Karen. God bless you. God wants to give you vision so you can know what your calling is, so you can begin to prepare that, and that call, you prepare for that calling. And what we're talking about tonight, you've got to understand that sometimes preparing for a church building with the brick walls is okay, but it's going to be the thing they're going to attack. Buildings, they're going to, you know, do things that, you know, of course, Texas, there's going to be a lot of, eventually, as we separate out Texas and a lot of states around the world, are going to be separate from the whole system. We're going to have our own satellites. I've been talking about this for 3 years at least. We're going to have our own satellites, our own system, our own debit cards, our own currency. Texas and the United, and parts of the United States are going to be connected to people of, around the globe. Just like the Antichrist is going to have his stuff too. It's going to be, let them both grow until the harvest time. You got to remember that in your theological thinking. They are both going to grow. Jesus said, let them both grow until the harvest time. Then the angels, the Bible says, Jesus said the angels are going to come and separate them out. So we're both going to grow, friend, until the harvest. Not until a pre-tribulation rapture, but to the harvest time. The end time harvest, the coming of Christ harvest. We're both going to grow. We're both going to grow. We're both going to grow. We're both. How many times did Jesus, I mean, he said it himself. We got to get our, we got to change our. I'm just going to be very blunt and out front. We're going to piddle paddle around with all of it. If people need to hear the truth. We're getting so close that we don't have time to piddle paddle and say, "Oh, see, it's all going to pan out." No, it ain't all going to pan out. That's of a lie from hell anymore. Okay. Okay, I'm just going along here, y'all. I know y'all know me, know how we do it right here. Thank you for understanding. Okay. Got it. Continually checking things here. Making sure I'm keeping up with everything. Okay, Karen, thank you. Paulette, $15, $10 actually. $10 for Paulette and $5 for her daughter, Kayla. Thank you, Jesus, for that. $10 for Paulette, $5 for Kayla, her daughter. So thank you, Jesus, for Kayla, her daughter, $5. Thank you, Lord, for that. For Paulette's daughter, we thank you, Jesus, for God, your greatest gift you could give her is knowing that she's in your will on the inside. You're doing whatever it takes, Paulette. God will do whatever it takes to break us. When we're strong-willed like I am, it takes a lot to break us. And God's overall goal is not to make us comfortable, but to break us so he can make us, so we don't miss out on our purpose and goal in life. And a lot of people have suffered because of what I've had to go through to get where God wants me to. There's been suffering around me in different times of my life because God didn't want me being a part of things. So he, you know, like Joseph in some ways, he just took me away from him, my family and all this stuff. Took me away from it. Got me out there kind of, you know, had to depend on God. Sometimes God does it with people, Paulette. So thank you, Jesus, for Kayla. Thank you, Lord, that you're doing a work in her, God, a beautiful work. And she's coming to, she comes to the end of herself. She comes to the beginning of a brand new relationship with Jesus, brand new one. Like we all have old relationship with Jesus, but she's coming into a brand new one that will be powerful, she's anointed by the Holy Spirit, by God, to proclaim to her nation, to her people, the glory of God. And God, we thank you that however that happens, however that works, whatever allows that to make that happen, whatever can make that happen, you will do it. What made it happen for Joseph? What broke him? Yeah, the stuff that he went through broke him, taught him. He learned. So I thank you, Lord, for every bit of resistance to trying to mess with Kayla, God, that you would turn it around and bless her socks off, God. Just open her heart, open her mind, let her learn the ways of God in a way that nobody's in her family even knows about. She will learn the ways of God in Jesus' name and be the beginner of new beginnings for other people. Be the beginner of new beginnings for a lot of people. Amen in Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord, for Paulette. God, we thank you for giving her grace and understanding that as she prays for her daughter, that she doesn't pray just for her to get what she wants as far as our own personal desires, but that her desires turn to God to get what God wants her to have. The sooner she gets it, the sooner she can move on. The sooner we get it on the inside, the sooner we move on with our life, the sooner we move on to where God wants us. Amen. Sometimes it's until we learn, we just keep burning until we start learning. Me, you, all of us. And I think it'll let for Paulette getting the understanding about that so that she will know that this is not about just making us comfortable, making us look good for the family and all that, but and just have a nice, happy, peaceful life, but to be a servant of God, used for the glory of God. Amen. I think, Lord, it's very important that Paulette gets an understanding of that for Kayla so she will direct her prayers properly. And I'm sure you already do. Amen. Maybe I'm just confirming it. I don't know. Comfort brings eternal comfort. Discomfort brings eternal comfort. Yeah. Your discomfort brings eternal comfort. Your comfort, God's not... Yeah, our discomfort brings us to the eternal comfort. And that's all that God's interested in, is our eternal comfort. That's it, period. Everything else, he don't give a rip whether we make $5 or we spend our whole life in prison or we spend our whole life, you know, in a lost seat. He doesn't really care, whatever it takes for us to get where he wants us on the inside so that we finally, of course, stuck out at sea for 10 years, can't seem to get nobody can help me. And one day we show up at some island, we don't know where we're at, and get up, and we walk in such an anointing that everybody that touches us gets saved and healed and delivered. If that's what it takes, God be for it. I guarantee it. He's interested in fruit. And so thank you, Jesus, for blessing Paulette as she prays for her Kayla. He's saying give them true comfort, true wisdom, true breakthroughs, for true purpose, the beautiful things you have for her in the future, Father. Amen. Our Angela from South Carolina, 1515. All right, 1515. You know, I thought it was kind of cool that you did the 1515 thing, and I was talking about Acts 15. That was kind of interesting because you'd given that offering earlier, and I've been listening to Acts 15 since late in the afternoon, around 6 o'clock, 6:30, something like that. I started listening to Acts 15, just ran across it, started listening to it, and go, oh, my God, wait a minute, what did that say? And start going back over it again. And so very interesting in how Acts 15:15 says, and listen to this. Look at what 15:15 says, Acts 15:15. Acts 15 is where I was at tonight about the tabernacle of David, right, and the mobile, global by mobile. Okay, so read about that, and it says, and with verse 15, and with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. And then, 15:15 gives us declaration, 16, 17, 18. And this I will return, and it will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins. I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, the Lord who does all these things. So look there. 15 introduces all that prophecy. Very interesting that you chose 15:15. And then 15:15, Acts 15:15 says, and with this, the words of the prophets. And then what does the prophet say? What does 16:17 say? Hey, that's what I say. It's amazing. It's really cool. Amen. So make Angela, since her offering tonight is 15:15, lining up with scripture tonight. This is talking about the rebuilding of the tabernacle of David. Verse 16 says that. They've fallen in. I will rebuild its ruins. I will set it up. So that the rest of mankind can seek the Lord. The rest of mankind can seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, does all these things. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, your offering was 15:15. And you gave that early this afternoon when I was actually, probably when I was doing that, I don't know, but. You didn't give it afterwards, that's for sure. I don't know what time you gave that, but let's see if we got a time on that. You know, time may be mean something. Let's see. Let's look at it. Angelo, you gave that. Doesn't give a time. Doesn't give the time that you gave it. I don't see it on there, but very interesting. That's very interesting. Wow. Cool. Okay. Very good. Angela, that's your word. Amazing word. And of course, Sally gets 16. Sally from UK. And here we are reading Sally about verse 16. You know, that's intimate because, you know, I put the offerings in order as they come in usually by the money. You know, from $7, $8, $10, $20. You know, I put them in order there. Of course, Angela was before you, 15:15, which opens up, you know, into the number 16. You gave $16, and after this, it says in Acts 15:16, I'll return, and I will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. So you're part of this thing, in other words. Isn't that cool? I love that. I mean, I think that's very prophetic, very right on. Yeah. Sally gives 16 from London, $16. After this, I will return and rebuild the tabernacle of David. It has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up That's what I've been doing. That's what God's been having us doing. It's setting it up. I've been setting up the website for a couple of months now or more. Going through the thing with Judy in hospitals and, you know, middle of the night, you know, and just sometimes during shows, you know, I do my show during hospital, being in hospital out in the parking lot while she's in there sleeping. I'd go out and do the show. I mean, a lot of this stuff happened that in that way. It's amazing. Verse 16, Sally. I'm just going to leave it as clean as you can get it right there. After this, Sally, I will return. When? After the James answered, men and brethren, listen to me. Peter has declared how God has visited the Gentiles to take out a people for himself, for his name. Yeah. Well, I think for Sally, I thank you, God, that her finances, her money that she puts into PGN, God, tonight just happened to land on 16. And we thank you, Jesus, for that, that you're going to rebuild her life, all the things that have fallen down, whatever that is, and rebuild its ruins, maybe her family, maybe things in her family that have, you know, the enemy has come in and tried to mess up and destroy, that you're going to rebuild it. Because of her, because of her love for you, Jesus, for her place with you, for her living with you, for her purpose in her life, you're going to rebuild what's been falling down. We'll set it up. Like, setting it up means it got tore down, but it's being set back up. And Lord, I thank you for setting Sally up. Hallelujah. As she sets things up, God, guide her to set up and be ready. Be prepared for the rain. Be prepared for it. You may have it ready for 6 months, for whatever, before it starts raining. But, you know, raining financially, raining blessing, raining whatever that rain. In Jesus' name, you have it set up and ready in your heart and your mind. Be prepared in your thinking. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be done, God. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Let it be done under the sun there in the UK. Okay. Okay, UK. Build UK. Build United Kingdom. Unite the kingdom. Under the glory, not under the Antichrist, but under the power of the Lord. Yeah, you're going to rebuild the glory of God in London, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let it be done. Bless her with that. Bless her money. Bless her heart. Bless her wisdom. Bless her preparatory ability to prepare and be ready. Things in order, ready to move forward, in order to move forward. Get things in order to move forward. All right, Latoria, $20. Thank you, Lord, for Latoria from Texas. Miss Barbara's daughter, thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her, God, for being a part of this tonight. Being a part of the, I'm just claiming every offering tonight that's coming in as part of this celebration for me. Some of y'all didn't even have a clue what all this is about until tonight. First time we've, other those who've been reading the website, we just made it, sent it out to everybody today saying, hey, it's ready enough, so let's get in there. Tonight we took the bottle of champagne and broke it, celebrating this beginning. In Jesus' name. Well, I think that Tori is a part of that, God. She'll be a part of this new beginning, this new thing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Open. Bless her, God. Bless her business for being a part of what you're doing, Jesus. increase and multiply her according to the measure that she gives. According to the measure, according to the percentage that she gives. If it's 1%, bless her with that 1%. If it's 10%, bless her with 10. If it's 30, give her 30%. Bless her 30. Whatever the percentage is of her offering. You have $100, you give $10, that's 10%. Awesome. $50 would be 50%. You know, percentage. Hallelujah. Bless her, Jesus. Open it up in Jesus' name. Cause her to prosper. Cause her eyes to be open on how and her mind click in to see what's around her that's been there all the time, that she can see it and put it together and make it work like never before. The people, the places, the faces. The people, the places, the faces. The people, the places, the faces. Places and the faces. People, the places and the faces. And that's kind of cool. People, the places and the faces. There you go. New people, new places, new faces. Mixed with the old. Yeah. Adding two. Carmen, $20. Thank you, Lord, for Carmen. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing her tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, for opening up. Thank you for her being a part of this tonight, God. Thank you for making her, that she's a part of this. This tabernacle of David, this new building, this new thing, this new mobile, global by mobile. Hallelujah, global by mobile. Global by mobile. It's global by mobile. It's global by mobile. Yeah, yeah, it's global by mobile. It's global by mobile. Global by mobile. Global by mobile. Yeah, 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 global by mobile. I don't know what I'm doing. Is that worship or is that just like beating the drum? I don't know. Global by mobile. Global by mobile. Global by mobile. Yeah, global by mobile. Carmen, you drawing this crazy stuff out of me like that. What's going on with that? Yeah. Well, there's that spontaneous river begin to flow in Jesus' name. Let the glory of God just begin to flow. Let this flow, let the worship thing, let all the stuff that's going on. Her page, Carmen has a page on the website. You know, thank you, Lord, for that page. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you for giving her wisdom and knowledge what to put on there and how to connect to this global by mobile situation, Jesus, as we prepare for this and know, kind of has some direction now. Our website is basically given the overall vision, and we're able to, you know, those who read it. There you go. There we go. Okay, that's awesome. Write the vision. Wow, there it is, y'all. I never even thought about that. Write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run with it, that reads it. Look at that, y'all. I just connected that with Carmen. Which this is for Carmen. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. How about on mobile phone? Yeah, that's tables. That they may run, that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Wow. It is for an appointed time, Carmen. Yet the vision is for an appointed time. You know what I talk about tonight? Like, I just kind of, I did not plan on having this tonight. I didn't know. It just kind of, I started watching it happen, and I'm watching it, and I'm just saying what I'm seeing. And all of a sudden, we end up in this thing of, you know, celebrating this thing. Global by mobile. There it is, Carmen. What scripture is that? That's Habakkuk 2. And God, Habakkuk 2:3-2:3. What? Then God answered, write this. Write what you see, write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Whoa, read on the run. Read on the run. Under the sun, wherever the sun shines. Read it on the run. Read on the run. That's what it says. This is the Habakkuk, the message version. Look at that. Write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters that it may be read on the run. That's literally what the message version says, Habakkuk 2:2. The vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. Seems slow in coming, yet if it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. Carmen, this is for you, man. Look at this. It will come right on time.
Yeah, but what time?
That's what we want to know. We're going to go around real quick. Lord answered, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets that the one who reads it may run. I like that. That message version is really cool. I've never seen that before. Write this. Write it. Write what you see. Write it down on big block letters, in big block letters, so that it may be read on the run. Whoa. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. Uh-oh, that sounds like Carmen. I hope so. We're looking for it, right? We're aching for it. Yeah. And it doesn't lie, Carmen. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time. My mama done told me, don't get in a hurry, but I couldn't hold it. And then she scolded. I'm sending that to you. I'm sending it to you. Got it right there. That's your word, man. Wow. The message version is what did it. Write it on big block letters so that it can be read on the run. I guess the big block letters mean it had to be big enough to read on the run. Read on the run. Under the sun, wherever you are. Under a star. Hey, that's spontaneous. Wherever you are. Under a star. Under the sun. Wherever you run, yeah. We had some music. I could probably get down on that one. Wherever you are, no matter what star, you're under that night. It's going to be a good fight. If we've already won, under the sun, under the sun, we've already won. Under the sun, under the stars, wherever you are, mobile, global by mobile. Yeah. Global by mobile. I'm just being, you know, that's just, y'all know what goes on around here. We just try to flow, and hopefully we go somewhere that you can grasp a hold of it. Global by mobile. All right, Jeannie, $25. Thank you, Jeannie. And Jeannie's definitely part of this, we know. Carmen is a Saturday night host. Make sure and she's got her page on there. Check her page out on the website. If you don't have the link to the website, text me at 214-505-8719, and I'll get it to you. Or if you have a friend who might have it, get it from them. Because it's global by mobile. Yeah. Global by mobile. Yeah, I'm finally getting a hold, y'all, of what's going on. I mean, I couldn't get a hold on them. I'm like, what is up? Why do I feel so strongly that we're upon it? It's upon us, but I couldn't seem to get the exact detail. Though I've had it real close. But now it's like, it's the time, right? It's the time. Now's the time. And we're writing it. I'm able to write it. We've written it out on tablets, on the internet, on our app, on our website, so that it can be ran with. People can run with it. Yeah. Wow. Run with the sun. Okay, Jeannie, that's it. We're making it. You know, you haven't gotten me any picture of you on the keyboards. Don't forget that. I know you're thinking about it. Find a way to do that. I don't want people to see, you know, who our hosts are, you know, what they do, what's up with that. Go to the website, check it out. See Jeannie's page. See Carmen. Carmen just hadn't got it quite here. Got it going. Get it. It'll all happen as we go. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Carmen and that scripture you just gave her, Lord. I can't beat the scripture. Can't hardly beat that word. The word of God. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. In the Message version. Wow, that was awesome, man. Awesome. God's speaking literally through the word tonight a little bit here and there. It's always the word of the Lord, but sometimes it just comes through more scripture. Everything we prophesy is scripture, but it's not always given scripture, you know. If you study your word, you'll find it in the word of God. Victoria, there you go. Got you already. Okay, Carmen, there you go. I'm back at 2, 2, and 3 in the Message version, especially. Get it on the run. Jeannie, worship thing. God done, you know, just the worship thing. I don't know how this, I don't know the details of how that's going to work and happen and be and all that, but somehow or another it's going to do it. Yeah. Dreams coming true, Jeannie. Dreams. Dreams are coming true. God's going to bless. God's going to resurrect. God's going to raise up. God's going to produce the wealth that we need to take care of business, because it's his business. When it's his business, he takes care of it. When it's ours, we got to fight for it and work it, worry and work and all it. When it's his vision, when we put his house, he says, why do we let the house of God go? I mean, I just got a scripture. The mama that told me, she's going to scold me if I don't do everything the Lord is telling me. Mama that told me, baby, the Lord. Okay. I got 1:9. What about my house, saith the Lord? I blew away. Why? Says the Lord. What? Okay. Almighty, because of my house, which remains in ruin. Now watch this. This is, okay, I just thought of the scripture when I was speaking over, giving that word right there for Jeannie. Here we go. He says, okay, because of the house, my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. Whoa. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew and the earth is crops. You know, we're all, several people have gotten houses. And it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, it's a great thing. It's a God thing. But it's like God saying, let's focus on the house of the Lord. Yeah, on the global by mobile mission. Wow, that was a hard hit word. I'm thinking about that for myself. word of came by Haggai. It is a time for yourself to dwell in a... Okay, is it time for you to dwell, for you yourself to dwell in Panel's house while this house lies in ruins? All right. Okay, I think God's not rebuking us so much as he's saying, just remember that what I'm, like the vision he's given tonight, he wants us to remember that, like, let's don't forget the house of the Lord, which is going to bring blessing to the house around the world, the house of the Lord around the world. The house of the Lord around the world. Oh, the house of the Lord around the world. Yeah, so he's not saying we haven't been, or we haven't. Now, but now we have something to work with. He's given us a vision for this mission that I've been writing and locked up in, not in prison, but in hospitals and sleeping on floors. It's almost like being, I told you about that, right? I was sleeping on concrete floors. Well, you know, they had tile on the floor, but literally, I'm so tired, just slept like a baby. The nurses, I was snoring. That's all right. It's snoring. That's what PGM people do, we snore. But, yeah, so it's amazing. And writing all this stuff and birthing this, the written part of this, you know, like, karmic word about writing it out. Now that we got it written out, it's like you said, okay, now we get it written out and we kind of know what's going on. If we focus on the house of the Lord, then God's going to take care of our house. Whoa, I love this stuff, man. My mama done told me, work on the house of the Lordy. If you do, you will be blessed. All right, so Lord, we thank you for Jeannie. Thank you, Lord, that she's worked on the house of the Lord. She's worked on her own house. God, show us what to do about how we get blessed to focus on your house and what you're wanting to do and your vision. And as we focus on your vision, God, you're going to bless us in supernatural ways beyond we can even imagine as we focus our attention on your vision. Now, Jeannie and I have been working together. I'm getting her pictures up, getting stuff going on and talking about stuff, you know, and she's been reading it. Sending me back notes saying, you know, what you're writing on the website explains PGN pretty well. You know, so she's been a part of that. And so it's like, you've been a part of that. You are a part of that. You have been, you've been supporting it. You've been blessing it. It's God's good, but God is saying, now that I'm making this plain and writing it out and our website is doing that so that others can run with it, Jeannie. Isn't that cool? We're getting it written out there so others can run with it. We can build the house of the Lord, focus on that, and then the blessing of God will come on our household, and we can finish doing whatever God that we need to finish doing in our houses. A lot of us have a lot of things to finish in our stuff, right? Very important. And God, it's very, very important. And so God's given us an answer here on how to break through into that. Wow, that is cool, man. Really, really cool how he's showing that. All right, if you want to give tonight, you can go to Cash App or Zelle or Venmo, all with the phone number, 214-505-8719. Cash App, Zelle, and Venmo. You can give on there if you want to give to the vision tonight for the Global by Mobile Mission. Vision. Like I said, all the money we raised for trying to get that building, you know, before, all that money is in the bank and a lot more. Not a nickel has been spent on anything of that. And then added, there's been a bunch more added to it. A bunch more. We're not trying to find ways to spend it. We're very frugal with our money. We don't just throw it out there because somebody said they need something. We do what God tells us to do the best we can, period. Yeah, so it's God's money. I do what God tells me to do with it, not what people want me to do with it. All right, Jeannie, there you go. Like that. I think God's saying, now that we've got this vision written out, and, you know, you're very well aware of what's going on with it, that tonight God is opening up and saying, hey, here's the answer to finishing up things, getting blessed. Awesome. Okay, Barbara, $33. Barbara gave $23 last week, and I missed it somehow or another. We should get 10 more today, 33. Thank you for that, Barbara. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the 33. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Right. We thank you, Lord, that Barbara's been a part of this too, also for a long time, too. We thank you, Jesus, for the anointing on her, God, to prepared and ready to minister, prepared and ready to, you know, we're used to the cell phone thing. We're used to the ministry. We don't have to have, you know, a praise team going on in front of us in a pulpit. And our pulpit is, you know, our phones, our computers. I thank the Lord that's her pulpit, you know. Not that we don't have the other pulpit. We have the other one, too. I've been invited to churches. I just haven't gone, but I've been invited. I've been invited to go speak at a, you know, a dinner of wealthy people, and I didn't go. And maybe I should have, but I didn't. They asked me to go last Christmas and asked me twice to go speak to the businessmen of that community. And I'm talking about a wealthy business people. And I just said, you know, I said, thank you. At the time, the things were going on, I said, thank you. I just can't do it right now. I love these people. They're precious people. But so I've been being offered church services and different things, been invited, and people just kind of got the word around that Chandler don't go anywhere. So mostly they quit asking, but I do still get asked. So. But we're focusing on this thing, Barbara. We're focusing on this. This is something God's having us do, and we're used to having you know, all the problems we have with cell phones and how they sound and how they don't sound through internet and radio and log talk and whatever. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, that she's part of the future, Jesus, that she's part of the blessings that's happening with this Acts 15:15. Yeah. Acts 15 and 17, for David, be raised back up, except, yeah, the freedom and liberty for the Gentiles and the Jews around the world, around the globe, global by mobile. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing that for Barbara. Thank you, Lord, that you that she's part of that, that she's going to have her own search, going to have her own share, going to have her own information, going to have her own ability to talk and share and believe and open up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Increase her, multiply her, Jesus. Open her up to the spirit of freedom, God. Deliver her from whatever she needs to be. Deliver her from evil, God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Any evil that tries to come and mess with us, stop us from doing your purpose. We thank you, Lord, you're going to deliver. You're going to deliver her. Give her her bread, her daily bread in Jesus' name. We forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That God, we remember that and know that. Barbara knows that. We're walking that and living that. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Wow. This global by mobile thing is taking off pretty good. I mean, I like it, what we're doing, what's going on. Pretty awesome. It's a celebration time tonight. What unexpected. The timing was not known at all. It's amazing. Isaiah 133. Yeah. That the earth is going to hear the voice of the Lord and begin to come into agreement. What God is doing. Unity. You know, a second here. Let's look at something here. Okay, here's Isaiah 33. Woe to those who plunder those, though you have not been plundered, and you who deal treacherously, though they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you seize plundering when you will be plundered. When you cease plundering, you will be plundered. When you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. Let's just talk about people who are doing some really bad things, right? People are dealing with the deep distress of the hour, things that have been messed up, people that have cheated and lied and done whatever. And when you make an end of dealing treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. So somebody's going to deal treacherously with those people that have dealt treacherously with you. O Lord, be gracious to us, for we have waited for you. Be their arm every morning. Our salvation also is in the time of trouble. The noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations shall be scattered, and your plunder shall be gathered. The plunder shall be gathered, Barbara, like the gathering of the caterpillar and the running of the frog and the locust. He shall run upon them. Yeah, my mama done told me. My mama done told me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go for the glory. My mama then told me to go for the glory. We'll go for the glory, Lord. We'll go for the glory. What's the glory? It's what God's doing, what his will is. He's going to drop everything, basically overall, in Jesus' name, and take upon the burden of the word of the Lord. Holy Margaret, $45. Thank you, Margaret. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the covering you have for her life, God, for covering her, for speaking over her, speaking in the realm of covering. Covering means to protect, to watch over, and to make sure that what belongs to you is not taken, but what's yours isn't given to a thief or a liar or, you know, in theft, but you're not broken into, but you are kept and watched over. Thank you, Jesus, for your covering, your hovering over her, the hovering of the Holy Spirit. There's that hovering thing again, that you are hovering over Marge, God, to protect her, to watch over her, to make sure that what belongs to her is given to her, God, that you will bring her into wealth and blessing. In Jesus' name, you bring her into the satisfaction of going, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. And a nice, humble spirit, I know. Because God's going to bless you in Jesus' name. You're going to say, I told you so. I told you what God was going to do. I told you God was going to bless me. I told you what the prophets said to me was going to happen. I told you. The Lord then told you. Yeah. And he's not going to scold you because you did what he told you. Thank you, Marge, for that blessing, God. We thank you, Lord, that for giving her that strength and ability to do your will, to walk within your protection in that secret place, God, that she will know that nothing can rob her, nothing can take what belongs to her, God. In Jesus' name, that she will reap it and reap a harvest, abundant harvest. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree it right now in the name of the Lord over your life. Abundant harvest. Abundant harvest, Margaret. You hear me? Abundant harvest. Hallelujah. Abundant harvest is coming your way. Get ready to say, hey, oh, hallelujah. Get ready to say, hey, hallelujah, hey. Hallelujah, yay, yay. You know, like, yay, hallelujah, yay, yay. Kind of the same thing, hallelujah, yay, yay. So it's giving God the glory for the thing, yay, yay. Saying hallelujah. You ready, Mark? You ready. It's now upon you. Jesus' name. Amen. Haley, $50. Thank you, Lord, for Haley from Houston. Haley from Houston. Houston, the Houston Haley. The Haley Houstons. Thank you, Lord, for that. That discipline you give her, God, the grace you give her. Mainly because he gives you the understanding. Understanding is what gives you energy. When you eat the right food or eat information-wise, the right food, what things try to pass through our mind, you know, we don't eat that. We don't eat the sweets of what the enemy tries to bring into the sweet to get us in a state of a coma state. by eating all a bunch of information that's just a bunch of sweet stuff, but we eat stuff that is feeding our brain spiritually, emotionally, mentally, prophetically. We eat that, and as your brain begins to move forward, so will your mind and your body follow along. It will just be automatic. Your body's going to go like, okay, instead of going, I don't want to go, you know, like mine does, like a, doesn't your body ever tell you you don't want to go with it? Yeah, I don't want to stop eating that. I like eating that. I don't want to eat more of that. I don't want to eat more of that good stuff. No, don't do that to me. Your body's going to go, okay, I think I like it. Bring it on. And your body's going to follow along. Go, ah, very interesting. Thank you, Jesus, for all that, for blessing her with all that, God. Your brain kicks in. See, when your brain kicks in, it's what runs everything. That's what I'm working on, getting your brain going on, you know, with spiritual food from heaven, feeding that brain what it needs so it won't be droggy. And think clear and be able to make clear movements. And then your body's just going to start. You know, you need to lose weight. You're going to lose weight. The weight's just going to fall off. Your body's going to go, let's get rid of that. You're going to go, yeah, it's about time you said that, body. And your body's going like, okay, I'm ready. I'm tired of it too. Let's get really, you know, blessed. Amen. And craving the blessing, getting the information to feed yourself the right information. You know, not just in listening to somebody, but listening to what thoughts go through your head. Am I going to meditate on that? Meditating is pigging out. That's what meditation is. It's like focusing on pigging out on lamb chop, chicken, or whatever. So meditation is, so what you pig out on or what you meditate on, what goes through your mind on a regular basis, is to start changing the images that go through there, the images of, instead of eating a cake or pie or whatever, or cookies or muffins, all kind of muffins, we eat some good food, chicken and rice and broccoli and, you know, take some vitamins, feed that brain. Our brain starts going. It starts rising up and taking over and getting everything in shape. When the brain's working correctly, it just automatically starts thinking correctly and starts putting things in order. It already knows how because God made it. Holy Spirit created it. We just need some help from God. Amen? Yeah. All right. Deborah Mark, $74. Thank you, Deborah and Mark. Thank you for that blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing Deborah and Mark. God, we thank you, Lord, for this global by mobile vision. God, that we begin to get a hold of it and realize that they're a part of that, too, in a very cool way. I know you guys have like a motel or hotel or whatever it is going on. And, you know, a lot of people that come and go. It's a come and go place. It's a mobile. It's, you know, people come and go. Yeah. So thank you, Jesus, for that. As that vision comes to pass in God, is there part of this vision of the global by mobile where we can move around all over the globe and touch people all over the globe, that you're going to bless them, God, and multiply them, increase them, prepare them for, you know, the whole mobile world, everybody moving around, meeting new people, getting new people coming in all the time. Yeah. Amen. Having those special cases where people stay for like 2 or 3 months and that we don't lose one day of space in a room. Mana. God, feed them, bless their business, bless what they're doing, God. Increase and multiply them in Jesus' name and bring back everything that belongs to them. Restore that with the cankerworm and the palmworm has eaten. Things that life has just eaten away, God. Bring it back, increase it, and multiply it in the name of Jesus. As they help us, God, to do this global by mobile thing, this prophetic global by mobile, and reaching out in Jesus' name, and we're celebrating this thing that you will increase and multiply them in Jesus' name and write your name on their foreheads. Yeah.
move.
Okay, awesome. All righty. All right, Chris, $100. Thank you, Chris. For that $100, we just bless you, brother. Thank you for that. Thank you for being a part of this global by mobile mission, God, where we're reaching out to the world and evangelism. You be a part of that, your healing ministry, being a part of that on video, audio, going places when you have to go, traveling when you need to go, go minister to bring blessing to people in Jesus' name. And because like David, when David, you know, David was a mighty warrior, but when, you know, he got kind of slowed down, he got a little older, and he hung around the house more, hung around the, you know, because they wanted to keep him safe because he was a king, he got bored, you know, and he got bored, he got in trouble. So it's like God's going to keep you from being bored, right, with Holy Ghost things. Jesus said, I can't do nothing except what I see my Father did, the whole message about nothing. What is nothing? Nothing, in God's eyes, everything we do that's not him is nothing, even though it may be good, wonderful things. In his eyes, if it's not his will, it's nothing. Because Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do, and I do nothing. I can do nothing except what I see my Father do, because he knew anything else was valueless. It's what God was saying, what the blessing is. God's really convincing you that you're called for the end times. You're called to bring, you know, the miracle world. The miracle world. There you go. To bring the miracle world to God's people and to the lost. The miracle world. The world of God. The God kingdom. The kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The global kingdom message. It's the power of God on the earth. The authority of God in the earth. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Global by mobile. Yeah, sending the word. That's one of the things you're going to be really big in, is sending the word. Sending that word. You send that word. Gonna send that word. Gonna send that word. Gonna send that word. Gonna be like a bird. Send that word. Gonna fly real fast. Go right past. Every devil. Breaking right through from the heavenlies, coming down from the heavenlies, breaking right through all the devils, all the demons, breaking through into the earthly realm to bring heaven to earth right now. Yeah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, send the word and to call the word from heaven. What's already been done, the door's been open. We stand in the door and we declare and decree what God has said is. The heaven, the door from heaven that opens to the earth. I see you standing at that door on the threshold of that door, the heavenly door that opens up. When it opens up to the earth to bring to the earth what's in heaven. Hallelujah. What Jesus has already paid for. It's already been done. Amen. I declare and decree that what Chris got in Jesus' name, let it be done. Amen. Andrika, $130. Thank you for Andrika. Thank you, Andrika, for that. We thank you for ESW Auto Sales. LLC, $50. Well, we thank you for blessing, God. We thank you for increasing, multiplying, God, for this time of making, you know, use of all kinds of vehicular things, you know, getting involved in all sorts and all kinds, that there's going to be a lot of underground things, not necessarily ungodly, but things that are, you know, going to be used to, that will not be known to everybody. And that's going to be a big business thing. And God's going to bless it. And I say underground in the sense that it's like the underground church in China, the underground church of vehiculars. The underground. Yeah. Amen. And bless that. And PSW also is a part of that. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Tyreek, $7. We thank you, Lord, for Tyreek in Jesus' name, for blessing him, God, for opening him up to the spirit of freedom. Tyreek will understand what freedom is, but the spirit of those that love the truth and speak the truth are free indeed. And God, that Tyreek will love the truth more than he will love his own truth. He will love the truth of God. Amen. He will lay his life down. He will change his mind. He will just choose to speak the truth and have the truth, because he knows the truth always is solid. It's supernatural. It can't fall apart. But truth, but lies always fall apart. Lies always cause things to crash and crack and mess up and move and be changed and are no longer there. It's just boom. The truth stands still forever. It stands strong. It's foundational. It's a good foundation. The truth. Amen. Torah, $7. Thank you, Lord, for Torah, God. And thank you, Lord, for completing everything in his life, God, that he will learn how to finish things. Finding out that finishing things is a very powerful, get a habit in his life of finishing stuff. When he starts something, he finishes it, because when that's what pleases, it's just a pleasing thing. That one of the biggest problems in life, Torah, with people is they're not able to finish things. So God wants you to start making a real habit of when, no matter how little or how big the thing is, to finish it. And build that into your character, build that into your nation. Maybe it already is, I don't know, but open you up to finishing, because finishing is what allows us to move on. You know, got that done, it's behind you, conscious, clear, get it, you got it, and you get a new, and when you do it, then you get to move forward to something new. We don't finish a bunch of things, we don't get to really do, we never have a real good, clear thing on what's new, and walking in the new, doing new things. But the old is always crying, come finish me. Yeah, so we sometimes you gotta stop everything, go finish what we can. And all right, Chris 1450. Thank you, Jesus, for Chris, God. We thank you, Lord, for the increase, God, and the ability to have compassion, Father. That the compassion of the Spirit, our own human compassion, will be on our families and on people that we love and know. But God's compassion, Chris, as you know, will reach across people that will see that he sees people as a human being created by God. And that, I say, one of the things big with me, Chris, lately, that every time I see a human being, even if I don't like the way they're acting or treating people or acting, you know, whatever makes you want to resist them, that I see them as a human being. So how I treat these human beings, that is it's recorded in that person. Like you say something ugly to somebody, person will never forget that, basically. You know, it's recorded. It's recorded. So everything I do is recorded. That's what it's done to human beings. They record in their mind. So they record who did it. That person right there, they may not know your name. You're going to like that guy right there. Yeah, he said that. So the blessing realm of being recorded thing. And so I think of every person as things are being recorded. And one day we'll be played before God going, yeah, Chris said this to me. It was awesome. He blessed me and told me good things, encouraged me. And so those things are kept forever. They're kept forever. So I treat human beings. I'm learning more and more how to treat human beings as, they're God's. They're God's, a potential God. If they're not a God's child, they are a potential of it. And if they are, then I'm treating one of God's children with respect, even when they don't deserve it. Right? When I bless them instead of curse them, that's recorded. That I'm treating a human being whom God loves and doing the right thing for them. God never forgets that. And he's looking for people and give them great blessings and will honor them eventually for doing good to his people, even when they don't deserve it. Be an example of what he would do. Amen. Mendrika, 1450. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for Thanksgiving, for God, his faithfulness. Okay, adding that to it. So thank you, Jesus, Mendrika. 1450, we bless her, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving her that ability to see the big picture and with more details, to see the bigger picture and see more details of the bigger picture, and see casting a vision. Like tonight, kind of we're doing this with the website. I don't know if you've seen the website or not. I'll send a link to it if you don't have it. But it's talking about our vision. We're writing it and making it plain so people can run with it. People that God has called to run with it can run with it. Those who don't catch it, we don't run with it. So it's okay. But we write it, make it plain what we're doing, And people are going to go, yeah, you know what? And I never even thought about that, but I really like that. I'm going to be a part of that. I'm going to write it big, and so make it plain so those that read it can run with it, can want to be a part of it, can spread the news about it. Lord, I thank you for spreading the news about it in Greek, God, that she will learn how to do things. She's learning how to do things in a way that will be spread around, and the good news of what she's doing, God, will cause many people to talk about what Enrique has done in her life, God, how she's touched people. She had not been there. You ever seen that movie, that Christmas movie, where It's a Wonderful Life? The angels showed him what it was like if he wouldn't have been born, all the things that would have been messed up. It's a shocking movie and a very powerful movie. Same thing with Enrique, God. I thank you, Lord, for showing her that all the things, so she will encourage her to keep doing more and believing you for more, God. Like that guy in the movie, he's helping people at the root levels. And then when he wasn't there, and the angel picture work had his life where he wasn't there and he didn't help them, they were all dead, and a lot of them were dead in the tomb. They were gone. They were dead because he didn't do his. He wasn't there to help them. Thank you, Lord, for that with Enrique, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving, God, for his faithfulness, for his glory. Lord, we just give you thanks and praise. Thanks and praise. Hallelujah. God, that the thanksgiving and praise is maturing and seeing the broader view of what God is doing. When you start seeing the broader view of what God does, it matures your ability to thank him. Oh, God, thank you that bad thing turned into something good. Thank you, Lord, that evil report became a God report. Thank you, Lord, for that. And our thanksgiving broadens because we start seeing the glory of God in the ugly things. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing them with that, God, and helping them understand that and see that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Making it real for them, God. They're part of the temple in Jesus' name. Yeah. All right. Awesome revelation, Angel Joy says. Thank you, Angel Joy. I don't know what revelation you're talking about exactly, but really cool. All right, y'all, I think that's it for tonight. Enrique was my last giver. So thank you for that. Nice night tonight. God bless everybody. If you want to give, you're listening tonight, you think I'd like to give before he goes off, you can do that. Just give me the phone number, 214-505-8719. You can give on Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, and then you can also go to PayPal. If you have a PayPal account, go to PayPal. We'll send you the link to give on PayPal if you'd like to do that before we get off the air tonight and give to our global mission. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd love for you to do that. The Global by Mobile Mission. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, everybody, for giving tonight. We thank you so much. I'm going to call it a night here in a minute. I'm going to give it a few minutes. You can give by Venmo, by PayPal, by Cash App, by Zelle, 214-505-8719. That number in there, you can be able to give to it. It'll link you right up to our ministry account. Also, you can do the thing where I can send you a link for PayPal. And you can do that if you have a PayPal account, especially. Set yourself up for it pretty good. And you can send you that link. You can give through that if you'd like to before we get off the air tonight. All right. It's been an awesome night. It's 12:30. A lot of different things going on tonight. I feel like we've broken into something new, although, you know, I don't understand everything about it, but it's been great. And it kind of came about, and I saw it, and I just joined in with it. And that's basically what happened. My spirit man knew it, I think, but my mind was on like, what? and we celebrated something that of the purpose of PGN. The purpose of PGN is now being written and made plain. You see what I'm saying? That has been. That is being written out where people can read it, and we want to make it clearer and better. Those of you who have editing skills can look at it in the About Us part of the website. And I'll look at it again, too, and I'll probably be working on it this weekend to refine a lot of the wording, because I just wrote, like I said, I wrote a lot of that in hospitals, waiting rooms, and, you know, x-ray rooms, the rooms right next to them, all that kind of stuff. So like I was in prison, sort of, in a sense of that was being captured, you know, and God was using it for his glory. Really, really awesome. Like Paul, when he wrote the New Testament, wrote it in prison. Didn't want to be there. I wanted to be there with her. I didn't want to be there for that reason, you know. Yeah, so it's like a prison experience to a certain degree. But, wow, very interesting. Okay, y'all. We got Terrence and Tanisha, the last, the least, the last, the best, the last, the most, so far, the last. Terrence and Tanisha, Lord, we thank you that for $260. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, Father, for blessing them, God, in that. The last shall be first. God, I think of that in their life. It's like this offering tonight. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Lord, I thank you that that in many ways, you know, the enemy's tried to write them off, and the whole time you've been writing them in. Like when the enemy tried to write Joseph off, Terrence and Tanisha, when he tried to write Joseph off, you know, by thinking they're getting rid of him, what happened was he was sending them to the place that he was going to save their lives. Isn't that amazing? God's using y'all to do that, to save their lives. You're going to turn around and be able to have compassion, because all that, when they first do their dirty business, it's really dirty, it's really nasty, it's really ugly, it's really horrible. When Joseph's brothers did that, when the, you know, the family thing. And but what happened was, as we all know, God meant it for good, and he was taking them to a place. Of course, with you guys, it's emotionally, mentally, spiritually, to a place where you go places that you would have never gone had all that not happened. And yet, as disastrous as, horrible as it, as difficult as it's been, like God is saying, that's, if it hadn't been for that difficult situation, like Paul the Apostle, the thorn in the flesh, became the very thing that taught him about what he needed the most was the grace of God. He needed that. He was a very powerful man, a very good man, a very honest man, a very true man. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, which means he was saying, I was a true God-fearing man. And yet he needed that thorn, that thing that got in his life to teach him how to depend on God in a way that he thought he already knew. And he already did know in many ways. But he learned in a way that he'd never known before. And then he ended up writing most of the New Testament. Wow. Amazing. But God, I thank you for Terrence and Tanisha. God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for the vision that you have for them. The vision you gave them didn't seem to be happening. It's like you did with Joseph. You gave him that vision, a couple of them confirmed it. Oh, my God. It's like, what happened? All the opposite. But little did Joseph realize, like Terrence and Misha didn't realize, that God was taking them places in their heart, in their mind, in their spirit, with all the battles, the fighting thing. You know, the struggle of Joseph being ripped from his family and being ripped from this and being accused and taken into prison and all this stuff. All that took him. Wasn't just a physical thing of getting him to Egypt, but it was an emotional, mental, and spiritual thing to train him and build him and get him to depend on God in a way that a circumstance that he couldn't control. He had nothing. He could not control it. He didn't know what to do with it. It was like, oh my God. And God took him to a place where he would rule and reign. And that's what God's doing. Sometimes the greatest visions take the deepest, darkest roads to get there in some ways, But Joseph didn't do anything wrong, but it was what God had to do to make him. We ask for great visions, and God brings upon us, pretty tough circumstances. Yeah, to make us meeker than ever. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for that meekness you're working in them, God, for your meekness. It's not weakness, it's meekness. Hallelujah. Thank you for that meekness, God, that you're working in them. The meek shall inherit. The meek shall inherit the earth. Things in the earth realm. The heavenly realm runs the earthly realm. So we come in agreement with the heavenly realm, then we run the earthly realm with inspiration from the heavenly. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let it be done. Let it be done, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Open up the fountains of life and let them flow through them, God. By Jesus, in Jesus' name. Let it flow through them, Father God. Let it overflow them. Let it overtake them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They'll be taken by God places that they've never been taken before had it not been for those things. In the name of Jesus. And bless them, God, and make their wounds the healing virtue to heal others. Make the deep cut of their wounds, Father, in the healing that you bring them, bring healing to thousands upon thousands. In Jesus' name. But by the wounds of Jesus, we are healed. By the wounds of Terrence and Nisha, people will be healed. Because of the revelation and the anointing they will walk in because of it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. An anointing. Yeah. An anointing for appointing. Anointing for an appointment. Anointment for an appointment. Wow, what a word. Terrence and Tanisha, thank you, Jesus. All right, you guys. Wow, that was... Man, taking this place we've never gone without it. That's I can bear testimony to that for sure. I can bear testimony to that. Thank you, Jesus, for sure. I know you guys have a heart for God, and that heart for God is going to be made known to others. In Jesus' name. The innocence and the purity of your call and the beauty of all that is amazing. All right. Everybody, we're going to call it a night tonight. Thank you very much. Hasta la vista, baby, as they say sometimes in New York or wherever they say that. I'm not sure exactly where they say it, all that, but we say it tonight. All right. It's been a great night, and thank you for being with us. That's some great words tonight. Temple of the Lord to the mobile blessing. And be moved around all over New York. All over the earth, moving all over the earth, going to be moving and grooving with this new thing that God's doing. All right, if you have anything else about it, let me know. If you have any editing ideas or ideas for the website as you look at it, please let me know. I'm going to probably change it a lot. Of course, all of us are going to change it here and change it there. And some of you can help me out with that. It'd be awesome. All right, good night, everybody. We will talk to you Monday. All right. Have a good weekend. Have a good Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. See you Monday. All right. Bye-bye.